Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash of me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivation to stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. It is Sunday night, of course. It is November the 13th, 2011, and we are back in The Remix. Tonight, joining us in the forum is going to be Brother Panic. For those of you who missed the show that was here on Friday night, you definitely want to go back and download that one as well. 11111, as Brother Panic talked about the year of the gates and all of those things that you can do to begin to activate that energy within yourself. So it's so good to see you guys in the house tonight. I see the phone lines are packed and everyone is in the house. Definitely want to invite you to come on over and join us in the chat room. If you don't know how to get there, you can simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the chat room and the remix, and the chat room is there, and you can definitely come on in. The remix family will make you feel so welcome as you come on in. It's so good to have you guys in the house. We're going to get ready to get everything kicked off. It's so good. I enjoyed hearing all of your feedback, as well as how much how you guys are listening. Tonight is going to be Q&A. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We'll be taking questions shortly here. We're going to bring Brother Panic on. But first, we're going to do it sort of remix style, and you know how we do as we get ready to get into the share this evening. You know, just so many things that are definitely going on the planet at this time. It is an amazing time, no doubt, no doubt. So I want you guys to sit back and relax. We're going to get ready to get right into the share. Hear a little bit of music. You know how we do. It's The Remix. And glad to have you guys in the house. So here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's The Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in The Remix.
Hey, yeah!
As we take some time to definitely send that positive energy to all of those that are out there, definitely sending that energy to Heavy D and also to Joe Frazier as well and many others who've made their transition. We're going to listen to this selection by Heavy D as we get ready to continue with the share here live in The Remix.
This one definitely goes out on a censorship tip. Everybody sit back, relax, and have a champagne sip. Favor, and don't curse.
She rides on the cloud. She rides on the cloud.
kinda got outrageous. Take it even made a record how I'm doing on my VIPTH. Dustin wasn't for the buck. Every word that you heard is cause I didn't give a shucks. And yo, I almost forgot. The curse is a block, but it's getting kinda hot. So I'ma let profanity retire. Hey, but if worse come to worse, I'll cut you out like a Jabriah. So grand poop will kick up first. But do your man a favor and don't curse. I'll take a famous curse word and just say coo. Coo flips around the other way means huh. Boy, when I do it, see, I can't get stuck. Jump on a mic, then I earn a quick buck. Buck lean and loose, then I grab some boots and step with my truth. For those who can't follow and got stuck, coo flip the other way means is this a curse? I freak the nation a haste, but I made sure I had my hat face. It's time to kick a verse. God cipher divine, we can't curse. First I say nope. Grab it by your hand, wash your mouth out with soap. Thinking to be the last one with the bad lingo. Scooping over skins in the church playing bingo. Pounds of the Macadam fresh from the tailor. Because I made a movie when he cussed like a sailor. Better yet, dialect dirty like a subway. Take a funky loop here to make it go the other way. In a vocabulary scrimmage. But cursing in my village ain't good for me. And it's so big daddy. You know it's time to kick a verse. But do your man a favor. Don't curse.
Everyone, that was Heavy D and Don't Curse. As we get ready to get into the share this evening, want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you. I see the chat room is now sort of kind of getting itself filled up. Glad to have you guys in the house. Glad to see all of our international listeners are in the house tonight. I know the UK is in the house. I know Japan is in the house. I know New Zealand is in the house. And also England is in the house as well, too. So brothers and sisters from all over the world, want to thank you guys for getting yourself and glad in the house tonight. Of course, of course, of course, it's going to be your live in the forum tonight. We're going to continue the discussion with Heavy D. Not with Heavy D. We're going to continue the discussion with Brother Panic as we continue to talk about all of these things that are going on in this time. And then Brother Panic will be taking questions a little later on in the share tonight as we continue as well. We're going to be listening to one more selection here from Heavy D as we get ready to get into the share. And then we're going to bring Brother Panic on and get it kicked off like that. I know you guys are excited. It's definitely great to be in the forum. One of the things that came to mind for me when I noticed, the passing of Heavy D, I was actually just talking to a sister today, and she told me out in Hollywood there's a vegan restaurant that she often, her and her friend, they go to. Her name is Carol Ann. And she said it was just not too long ago she seen Heavy D. He was in there eating. And she said, you know, what a blessing it was. He was someone who has been very instrumental to her, you know, just really kind of having that East Coast flair because she's originally from New York. And seeing him there, seeing him in Hollywood in that restaurant eating, you know, at the vegan restaurant. And she said she noticed, you know, how good he looked, how much weight he lost. And Heavy D, I think he has a soft spot in all of our hearts for so many different reasons as well. So I wanted to share that. But one of the things that came to mind is that, you know, Joe Frazier was a heavyweight, and so was Heavy D. He was an overweight lover. And so in this time, after having conversations with a few friends of mine, one of the things that came up was they are both heavyweights, and they really sort of kind of also symbolize this heavy burden being lifted up off of us, the gods rising, because something that's very heavy is kind of hard to lift. But we had two heavyweights being lifted in this time, going through the gates as we get ready to enter into this time. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. We're going to be listening to, of course, Heavy D and Overweight Lovers in the house as we prepare for Brother Panic.
Three types of hotels for every type of trip. Best Western.
Well, it doesn't look like it's going to play right now, but we can actually get it in a little later here and why it didn't play right away. But we're going to get in later here. We'll be listening to, we can go back and listen to some another selection, but I tell you what we'll do. We'll just wait a few minutes and we'll bring Brother Panic on, and then we'll hear Heavy D, an overweight lover, in the house and see if Blog Talk's going to let that happen. So now what I'm going to do, without further ado, we're going to bring on Brother Panic.
Yo.
Peace. What's good, Brother Panic?
Yo, what's going on, Blue?
Everything. Everything is good. Yes, yes, cool. We can hear you loud and clear.
Cool. Yeah, that's one of the, actually, Friday, that's one of the things that I mentioned. That was their connection, that they both were heavyweights.
Yes,
and
yes,
that
yes.
Frazier would be the arms for the work, if you will. That is the connection.
Yes.
So yes, you know, that is the connection. You know, I don't want to down. We're more close to Heavy D because he's our generation, but you can't downplay Frazier. You know what I mean? That's a big deal as
of
well.
Of course. Yes. Yes.
So while you wouldn't see it on Earth, both of those remember their work was through, like you pointed out, him being an overweight lover, the heavyweight named Heavy D, and this guy being the heavyweight champ of the world. So that's the line that anybody who is living their life through a spiritual telescope to should be looking for, where that synchronicity lies. And that's
right.
Pretty much what it is, you know what I mean? Pretty much what it is. I mean, because you go into some stuff about Joe Frazier as well that was kind of really powerful, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
And, you
yes,
know,
yes.
So, yeah, you know, I didn't point that out in a big way because we had so much stuff to cover on Friday, but that's one of the things, you know,
yes,
that connected
yes.
them. Now, I am extremely tired. You
yes,
know, last night.
I can feel it.
Don't worry, it's going to spark up. I'm fucking
oh,
around.
Oh, I know,
I'm fucking around on the internet all night with MC Shan. You know, this fucking chat room where people just bullshitting. And, you know, and I ain't seen Shan. We talk, you know, on Facebook. Come to find out he
right.
lives, like, just the next town over. So me and
right.
Ted, we're going to hook up, you know what I'm saying, you know, hang out soon. But, you know, this bullshit, but that shit, you know, shit turned into some 7 in the morning bullshit. But then I realized that was motherfucking Heavy D. See, because the story goes a little something like this. in the mid-80s, what it would be, Marley had his studio, actually had his sister's crib in Queensbridge. So everything was recorded out of apartment in Queensbridge. All of those, Eric B., Rakim, Coogee Rap, Big Daddy Kane, Craig G., Roxanne, Shantae, all the early Juice Crew stuff before Marley moved upstate. By the time he moved upstate, that's when you had around Kane and Biz's second album, when all that cold chilling stuff happened. But prior to that, Shan was also interested in not just rapping, but engineering. A lot of people don't know, but if you have the original records, it'll tell you that the Rakim songs, the two classics, Check Out My Melody and Eric B. for President, were actually engineered by MC Shan. So he actually did more. Later on, when Shan did his own thing with Snow and the rest of the stuff he's worked with in the 90 and 91, you know, they were doing it at Shan's studio because he had an interest there as well as producing. But really started out with Marley with more than just being a rapper. So, you know, for the most part, you know, Marley would let us chill and hang out, smoke weed at the time or whatever it was. But I remember him saying, yo, I got a paid session. I'm like, what the fuck is a paid session? He was like, nah, I'm getting money. So in other words, y'all niggas got to bounce. I remember he let Shan stay because Shan was going to help him, you know, do this mix. And what it was it was Andre Harrell's project for Uptown Records. And they were recording all of that stuff. And the first song, of course, produced by Heavy D, half the album was produced by Marley, Eddie F., and Teddy Riley, who was really a nobody at that time. You know, that's why there was so much work between Teddy Riley and Heavy D later on, because Teddy Riley produced a lot of songs on the first album before he became the New Jack Swing Man. So I remember Heavy and them coming over, Eddie F., Trouble T. Roy, and the other dude. And, you know, you could tell they were hustling in Mount Vernon. They had all them gold nuggets and three-finger rings and shit that they, you know, that was of that time. And so I remember we had the bounce, though. You know, I'm like, who the fuck is this yellow nigga? You know what I'm saying? Now we mad we had the lead because he's getting paid for this. But when we came back and they played that, what's the first one? The one we played on Friday. I can't even hardly remember rap anymore. Mr. Big Stuff. She said, God damn, who the fuck is this guy? And later on, if you remember, they did the record Uptown's Kicking It. That was the song that debuted that compilation album that kicked off the label, actually. It was Finesse and Quince. Who else was on it? Groovy Chill. A lot of other no-name cats. Shan was on it. Shan did a... Well, he just did that Marley Marl. Marley Marl did a record where he was cut so fresh. And, you know, then they later did a rap to that. So that was the first time I met Heavy. I said, yo, this cat is going to be something. They did the album. And for the most part, when Andre Harrell would come around, we would, you know, we would chill. What was really weird, though, I was telling this to Blue, one of the times they were picking the logo for Uptown Records. And as you know, it's that cat on it. They had the cat, the cartoonish cat that made it, and more like a sleek pimp. So everybody was debating it, and they asked, you know, I was just one of the guys, they asked, what do you think this logo should be? I was like, oh, the cat, and this, and that, and that. You know, never thought, you know, it was no big deal, whatever. But oddly enough, if that was 86 or 87, in 96, 10 years later, I was working for Universal Records, and where I'll get to where Heavy D eventually took over Universal Records, my sister actually was working for him at the time. Mad cool brother. But his assistant, Terry, came in and said, we're about to change the logo. What do you think the logo should be? And show me some more cats. I don't know what the fuck that shit was at the time. That shit bugged me the fuck. I said, Terry, you wouldn't believe I was asked this shit 10 years ago and helped choose this motherfucking logo. So that shit was just wild at the time and interesting. But Uptown was now under Universal's umbrella. They used to be under MCA. Universal took it over. MCA was upstairs. Universal was on the 7th. MCA was on the 8th. So the Uptown offices now were there. Well, I tell you, all Heavy D was just, he hired all his fucking friends. So, you know, niggas just let shit go on. You know what I'm saying? You know, niggas was having hot sauce tasting contests all day. You know what I'm saying? it's just ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, if you got downtime, you just walk across the hall of Uptown. You guaranteed a nigga ain't going to be doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Jeff Christie was head road manager. You can always walk over to that motherfucker and find his whole point was to do nothing. This is around the time when Monifa, McGruff, a couple of other dudes, So For Real, all of that was under Heavy D. But I tell you, this cat had no ego, no nothing. You know, and there's even people who've been saying stories like, yo, he used to pick his nieces and nephews up from school constantly and, you know, and smile and hi and full of. But, you know, it's like one of them genuine cats from the heart. Even when I met him the first time at Marley's when they came in, you know, it was real pleasurable. You know what I'm saying? But it never changed because when I met Rakim for the first time, it was real pleasurable. Later on, when he became the R, you know, it was, you know, I ain't going to say it wasn't pleasurable, but all I'll say is, well, he's the R right now. You know what I'm saying? Heavy
right,
D,
right.
It was like, just do shit. The shit he came to do and did it, you know what I mean? I'm comfortable with him being an R, you know what I'm saying? You know, at the time, I like my stars to be motherfucking stars. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it goes along with the motherfucking mystique. But 10 years later, Heavy D was that same mellow cat, you know what I'm saying? There was one time when I started working for Marley, because I would produce early on. Marley was just a producer, so the early records he was producing for us, and that's what it was. But when I later became a producer, and I started to work for Marley in house, and cats would come up there and do sessions, and everybody was there. Chubb Rock is probably the best. That nigga did a vocal session in one take and went the fuck home. It shit only took like 45 minutes. None of that go back. Should probably went, and that's his rep. One take, real articulate.
Okay.
You know, but I remember Hev came through. This was around the time he did Don't Curse. So Pete Rock was becoming a thing. And if anybody knows, Hev and Marley were very cool. Very cool. Shan too. Very cool. Pete Rock worked when once after Mr. Magic left WBLS, Marley took that spot. Marley was the DJ with Mr. Magic. Then Marley moved up behind the mic and had DJs. One of the DJs he had was Pete Rock, who is Heavy D's cousin. And this is because Hev hooked it up. It was a circle. So it was one of them sessions Pete Rock came up and had. So Hev was there the whole day. I tell you, real mellow, real patient, real down to earth. He is that guy. You get what I'm saying? and he was able, and you could see him able to bridge that whole, especially when he was in Uptown with his homeboys. He was able to bridge that world so thoroughly. Like, you know, these cats, you know, everybody's coming in because now he's more available because he's sitting in the office. So everybody's coming through heavy D swept, and we talking about, you know, we talking about people there for business, not just hanging out. And he handled them. As soon as the motherfuckers left, that nigga pull out the hot sauce and see who could take the most hot sauce. And this nigga was getting real shit. He was getting shit that they say had doctor's warnings on it. You know, they would go on tour and just look for hot sauces, unfuckwittable hot sauces. And this fucking one hot sauce he had is set on a bottle in a big pot that had whatever gallons. You add one drop to the pot, and it gives, I'm like, God damn. So, you know, the niggas is trying to take that little dot on their tongue and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, nah, I can't fuck with fucking regular hot wings, so I'm out. Some intern nigga try to, you know, you trying to impress Heavy D, the overweight lover. That ain't nothing, son. I'm from Jamaica like you. Hit that shit up. That shit parked his ass for the rest of the day. Mm. And that's all it was over there, just hot sauce contest. My fucking sister hated that shit because she used to take shit seriously. So, you know, she was real efficient. You know what I mean? And I can't remember what was first or what was, no, it had to be next. I think them bullshitting so hard at Uptown, when she went to Bad Boy Records, she was ready for it. All her attitude, because, you know, she was all serious and wanted to make her mark. After the Uptown experience, when she went to Bad Boy, she's like, them niggas gonna do shit all day. She's like, I'll just wait for them. I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So that got her a little bit loose. That's how loose it was out, you know, over there. But like I said, you know, he was that, there was no illusion about him, what was going on in his persona with who he was, real mellow. He was that dude, that approachable, that strong, you know, that real nigga. Monifa was someone who I knew, not well, but knew. I knew before she was singing, before she got with Heavy D. And, you know, she was real cool. Then later on when she got with him, she's like, yo, this nigga just be coming straight to the point with me. You know, he's keeping it grimy with her. You know, there's no bullshit. So I remember her telling me that. And there was a girl I knew. I actually grew up with her. You really have to be a hip-hop head to know that she sang for a hot minute on a few De La Soul songs. She sang their song Saturday. She sang the hook. Her name was Vinia. And Vinia was fucking with Heavy D. And, you know, all I remember at the time, her telling how, you know, as a friend and as a little business thing they had in that context, but all I remember is raving. This nigga had a sense of humor, you know, with it too, because she said, yo, I was talking to him, and he was like, yo, I can't really go nowhere. I really can't do nothing without getting fucked with. And then she said, well, we can go to a beach. I know a beach and this, that, the other. He said, come on, no, it's not a good look with me with no shirt on the beach. I said, oh, you know, so he had a sense of humor too, you know what I'm saying, about himself. So that's a real cool person. So I think if that's all I can remember about the Heavy D stories, which I said I would give before we go into this Q&A. And let me say this. Zanji from Facebook, you know, she sent me something on my wall. She was like, God damn, nigga, I wish you would have had this lecture just a few hours earlier. The pick three was 482. I said, oh, shit. Now, if you can't remember, I talked about it on Friday. If you didn't hear Friday's show, go back, because I hate to have to repeat, even though I'm going to. I broke down what 482 meant. Because everyone was trying to get with Heavy D. I told everybody I got with Trouble T-Roy to see what was going on. And he was explaining, usually when somebody dies, makes the transition, they're overwhelmed. Most are overwhelmed that it's not over. That's like the relief. Because we spend a whole lifetime even if you do whatever you do to get a big screen TV in the back of your mind, you know when you die, it's not coming with you. So it's like, you, no matter what you buy, you're like, I've worked for years on my DVD collection, and but I can get hit by a car, it was all for nothing. You get what I'm saying? That kind of thing.
Right.
So what you'll see is, and it's not just the stuff, you know, it's family. When they find out the shit is still going on, they're just overwhelmed by that. Now, what I've seen is, people come, there's sometimes for the average Joe, especially someone who didn't do the particular work we call on ourselves, the conscious work of ourselves. Everyone down here is doing work on themselves, even if they're a prostitute.
Right.
Crack whore.
Yeah.
They went through that for a reason. The difference between conscious work is you're aware of the reason you're here. You get what I'm saying? You're aware of the reason you're here. They're not aware. So through the death phase, it takes them a while to get acclimated to that world, number one, and number two, understand what it is they came down here to do. In other words, get their understanding. For someone who's conscious, who understands or is did preparation work for death, that's what all the work on the pineal is and all the work on the astral traveling and lucid dreaming, because you're trying to become competent in that world. When you're competent, the stuck phase becomes lessened. Now, depending on who you are or how advanced you are, I've seen different things. I wish I could remember this guy's name, but I've never seen this guy, never even heard of this guy. It's on the tip of my tongue, and it may come. But Bobby actually told me about this guy when he passed. He was the guy that when all that Santeria got back on these black people, say, well, it's coming through the saints. What's the original shit? Oh, it's Nigerian. None of the Nigerians would let black folks from America into that Ifa mystery system. Metahochi is the guy's name. The guy's name is Metahochi. Metahochi is the guy, Bobby was telling me, that started sharing with black Americans. And after a while, all of these Orisha houses started to pop up. This was because Metahochi started the ball bouncing. Bobby said he met Metahochi, gave him Obatala ritual that worked immediately. So I never heard of him, never met him. I said, well, I'll see if I could contact him. This is maybe about 4 years ago, perhaps five by now. And so sure enough, dude came through, and first thing he said, you don't remember me. I'm like, fuck no. Then he was like, he said, you changed. I said, well, I'm always down here to change. And he said, let me see what matters. And I could feel him, for lack of a better way, sniffing my heart. Seeing what my agenda was for making contact with him. And then I fell asleep. When I tell you I went to a whole world, this entire world was a drumming world. Every single motherfucker on the planet was a drummer. Just like a homecoming, a world where motherfuckers, you could tell some were learning this concept, but for the most part, it was a homecoming world. Now, I'm there, and motherfuckers is bumping me. Motherfuckers is looking at me like, why are you here? Just making doo-doo all over me. Now, what it was, it was an Orisha world. This was an Orisha guy. And like I said, there was a time, the Orisha, I've talked about this, and even Bobby has talked about this. Bobby's the one who said it, and I said, I'll wait till they come. And sure enough, they came on some attack mode. And to make a long story short, well, I talked about it on a Friday. If we get ignorant, you know, it's clear we on this planet get ignorant, any deity that we create, it is based upon our thoughts, our pure thoughts. That's why in Africa they had you doing so much precise shit before you dealt with the entity so the entity could remain precise. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So in the context of coloring outside the lines, with the context, with the thought pattern of receiving the same bounties or same gifts or whatever it is you're doing in the same context as it was the precise way, that's where it gets fucked up. Now, that's a long way of saying is by doing your own thing in that context, you're not adding to chaos magic, you're not adding to your own magic. You're just fucking up something that was established. So I've always promoted if you deal with them, you want to deal with them outside the established way, but not with the same ignorance, or else their ignorance will merge or will resonate with your same ignorance, and the energy actually gets lower. Or in other words, too many chefs in the kitchen. You get what I'm saying? If the kitchen is kept one way. And because I want to make sure this thing is right. The kitchen is kept one way, and there's one chef. He knows where all the pots is at. He knows where this is at. And everyone gets fed a certain way. And that's how the system stays. That's how the kitchen stays kept, or that's how the Orisha stays pure. Now, if there's too many chefs, the kitchen pots are missing, cabinets is open, seasons is gone, you ain't got no garlic, nobody told you. So the kitchen actually gets corrupt when there's too many chefs, all right? So now you have, instead of one system organized, you have a whole bunch of houses, and if anybody's been in that, all they do is fight each other, do magic against each other. They come with an ignorant foot in the door to these things. These things are us, these deities are us, and they get corrupted just as we got corrupted. Now, the difference is if you're creating deities or if you have a different mentality towards the deity when you're doing this, then that's a whole different level. That's where the paths come in. Now, I hope you can understand it because I can't find any other way to explain that. That's the way the paths come in. And
right.
Based upon your – in other words, if you come with a sick mind, you're going to get the sick answer. If you come with a correct mind, you're going to get a correct answer from that deity. More of us have come with corrupt thoughts, corrupt mind, lower personal needs and brunt. So these things have gotten lower as well. These things have gotten lower as well. They went crazy with us. So the idea is, since they have low thoughts. What has happened? What has happened? And this is where we get into. There's the energy, and I've talked about it, called the demiurge energy. The demiurge energy is false gods. Is there one false god? No. You can create, we do it all the time, create deities that are against you. When we say, I am clumsy, you just created a god with your own mind called you be clumsy. And that God serves you. That's why you trip all the time. And four, you already said I'm clumsy. I am depressed. And then you will be depressed. That God will eventually give you physical depression if you always saying it. I am lucky. You will always get your definition of luck. So these gods are your children because they are created out of your thoughts to serve. So let me get some water. All this goddamn explaining. So, the Orishas who were most corrupted, and I pointed this out on Friday, based upon all of our thoughts, all our corrupt thoughts in them, they were only created for people for a certain time now, they anything and everything. They became demiurge or energy against us. How so? Meaning, that's why you're pouring 400 cups of water for Oshun, putting all this food out. That's why everybody's crazy in them houses, because this is how we now came to them, and this is how they're going to come back at us. So when I became conscious, my whole idea was to find out truth, not to serve no gods, to become that god, all the stuff we all to be trying to do. So when I used to sleep with the Orisha girl, and them Orisha niggas used to chase me in the dreams. They used to always come, and everybody was always trying to give me this shit. Later on, I figured out, I said, oh, what I was starting to become or rise up out of me, what those Orisas was trying to block that. That's why they sent that girl to me. And the two times I went to them goddamn drummings, them niggas was getting possessed, and they would start bumping me and attacking me and all this kind of shit. I would smell stink smells. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew the Orisa wasn't there. I'm like, whatever y'all trying to call, it ain't here. Motherfuckers used to come, who are you a child of? Trying to get me to admit I was a child of something and all this shit. And my natural response was, I ain't a child of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what you right. think, all talking in that same fucking fake-ass African voice. The Orisa say to you, who is this one you bring and all this? Get the fuck out of here. Talk African if you're Orisa right now. So, had this bad experience. I said, well, I'm going to try to go to a drumming again. Went with Rain one time. Long story short, we had to leave that motherfucker early. Them old ignorant niggas in there, I'm like, I felt that same feeling. So when I was on this world with Meta Hochi, I felt that same feeling again. It was the Orishas did not want me there. Did not want me there. Now, in 97, and I told a little bit of it, made contact with the Orishas, and that little separation is over because everything must come back. So what I'm talking about is passé. Right now, you could deal with the Orishas as you've been dealing with it because that energy has lined up just like now, so you can deal with the Saints because that energy is now under our umbrella. Our power is growing. And I'll understand this quite simply, and this should answer a lot in a nutshell. If we start to look weak here, that means we're growing over there. So all of these comments and stuff on my page about the black family and the black this and the black, I know it's terrible here, but because it's getting stronger on the other side. So the more corrupt I see here, the more I know, the more pristine to what the new reality that we are creating for ourselves is happening. That's the whole idea of Heavy D and Frazier making this transition. Meta Hochi had to come. Motherfuckers is bumping me just like at that dance. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? But as I'm standing out there, I'm looking like an eyeball. I'm on this world. He walks me through a procession of nothing but a celebration for this nigga coming home. I knew then he was an Orisha that was on Earth. Because you got to look, and I don't want to keep going off on the side, but we all the same, but we're not all the same. I'll just say that. The idea is for all us to become back as one. But if you was from the Palladium system or study, we all from Sirius. That's the origin of it. But you could have went to still advanced systems and done things. For instance, I found out through Ella Fitzgerald when I was channeling her that I spent a lot of time learning what I'm talking about to you guys now. Not on Sirius, but in the Palladian system, on a planet called Era. You get what I'm saying? So, and one of those things told me, and you can see that in all of this Africans were doing based upon head shape, lip shape, the blues. Some had the green hues and all the rest of these things. So I could tell whatever was going on there. That's not where I'm from, but he brung me there. So when I tell you niggas was breakdancing and drumming and doing all these cartwheels and flips, it was probably the greatest thing seeing this homecoming celebration of this guy being conscious, and that's it. Now, like when James Brown died, though, these guys are gods but pretty much ignorant of it. You get what I'm saying? Pretty much ignorant of it. And so they don't necessarily know about the realm of death. They came down here. All of their consciousness went into doing their thing, sliding on his, feet at the Apollo, Michael Jackson. So we're the ones who are studying death. So they're conscious enough to see our light because they haven't masked that light. But they're still shaking humanity off of them. You get what I'm saying? Heavy D, for you to come down here and touch so many people, people only touch with light. So you have to have that light already in you to be set up for that. You get what I'm saying? Now, but when they go to the other side, they're not adept yet. They have to get trainers, if you will. And usually what I'll see with entertainers, other entertainers will come get them. I'll see the presence of them. When Bernie Mac died, which was a gateway year, a gateway day too, I've seen Richard Pryor come down again. And I've seen them all hanging out together, all comedians. I've seen priesthoods with Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Father Allah. Them niggas talking about the Wu-Tang is from that priesthood. Rakim's from that same priesthood. ODB and the rest of them, of course. So it's kind of like a birds of a feather flock together thing. They all, the comedians had a, like a, I seen Robert Harris, all them niggas together. You get what I'm saying? Hanging out.
Yeah.
Still doing the same shit. Still doing the same shit. When I tell you that shit is just like one big party. That's why niggas don't like to do shit but party, because that's where we from. Ain't no fucking intellectual science, nothing. Ain't nothing to intellectualize over, because you are already there. You get what I'm saying? Ain't no extra magic up there, because you are not wanting for nothing. You get what I'm saying? You're not wanting for nothing. One of the things Michael Jackson told me, and I've said this on the radio before, is how you hone your skills in this world is by straight up playing the motherfucking dozens. I was like, say what, nigga, what? He said, say what, nigga, what? Is that really so surprising? He said, every nigga's ranking. There's a name for it, but every nigga's ranking, jonesing, getting hot. You know what I'm saying? You know, hiking. Everybody, there's a thousand names for it. He said, that's actually how you hone your skills. He showed the intermediary world where people who just died go, and they're absolutely insane. It was like a big hospital ward in there. He said, you try to talk to her. I'm trying to tell a chick all this conscious shit. This is when Mike first died. Yeah, and Sirius and the light and the God. And this bitch is just still yelling. She was, know what she was yelling for? Her babies back on Earth. She was totally worried about her babies. And more than her, she was saying it and acting hysterical, but you would get the transmission. Then Mike said, no, look. He started talking to her. She started calming down. He said, basically, it's a mental illness to come off Earth. Some people are so mentally ill that they have to go back. They have to go back. This was something that I wrote up and also talked about and decoded. You can go back, and let me say it now. If you need a list of all the shows I've done, email me for free. I'll send, just write list in the subject. I'll send you all the shows, and they're all titled, and this Michael Jackson show where the energy was there is there. That's PANICPACK@hotmail.com. Email me, I'll give you links to these shows. So he was training me and telling me, and we were making our way to like this ship, this cosmic ship in mythology. I'll tell you about this cosmic ship, which is just the soul. But to get there, basically he was showing me the process as a teacher, not even as someone who's going through it. You know what I mean? As a teacher, how to, and it's all nigga shit. It was all the shit we do naturally. So the death phase or going through death, most people are worried like, what am I going to see? What I'm going to do? All you have to do is be a nigga. And that's how you actually get out. Everything they show me is stuff we do, but it's more separated. You get what I'm saying? It's the feeling you feel when you hear nigga music, Jimi Hendrix. That's the fragments of the joy. You get what I'm saying? Who have Temptations, Spinners, whatever it is you're into that you zone the fuck out to, where it takes you to another world, those are like cheap fragments of that. And at the time, I said the best feeling when I started getting, especially when I was in the very heavy channeling, the best feeling to describe when you know you're getting into that zone. In my book, if you had to define it, you would say, you would call it, you're starting to get into the fourth dimension. And really, dimensions are defined by whatever study you're studying. You get what I'm saying? You can't say, fourth dimension and the fourth dimension is over. And that's what it is. But if you look at it from the zodiac, it's another thing. But the fourth dimension is described Hold on, let me get you the book. Let me see if I can get the book, where y'all can get the book. But I spoke on this and broke this down deeper in my book. And I did it in the Necronomicon section, and I'm looking for the book. Okay, it's called Alchemy of the Nine Dimensions, the 2011 and 2012 Prophecies and Nine Dimensions of Consciousness by Barbara Hand Clough. And pretty good book, her definition. She says it's channels. The way she talks, it is channels. These white folks which are channeling a lot of shit from Pallades. What I come to find out from Bobby, when we started making our connection to Ceres, you know, through Dr. Ben, you know, our connection by us doing all the trips back to Kemet and all of that, and seeing clearly that is nothing but black folks on the wall. So we said our home is Sirius. To counteract, they said their home is Pallades. And like I said, I got all that stuff from Ella Fitzgerald. Her name was Ella. The planet was Era. There's a whole magical story behind that. I said, no, that's not true. They don't come from Pallades, which would be obvious. But she's got a lot of channels, and, you know, she talks about how the Palladians told that we actually have we have the ability for nine consciousness in nine dimensions, but we only access third dimension for the most part now. Fourth dimension when you're feeling spiritual. But to focus on the fourth dimension, it is, she'll describe it as, it's a canopy. First dimension is the earth's core. Second dimension is the mantle and the earth, which is true. She said the second dimension is where you find all forms of healing. So you do get that. You take off your shoes, stand outside, do all your chakra work, and you get energy from that. Brother Wayne Chandler does exercises where he shows, straight up shows you foot position. He'll be able to push you off your balance, and then he'll tell you, you'll change your foot in a certain position where it's lined up with your spine and pineal, and you're actually deriving energy from the earth. They'll try to push you the same way and can't move you. You get what I'm saying? And so that's from third dimension is our walking everyday reality. Now, fourth dimension leads to all dimensions. Now, if you just heard that without the experience of doing spiritual work or channeling, you kind of could get lost, or you won't feel it at home. But it started intellectually, it started to make sense, because right before I get any big channels or whatever I do, I'll go in, there's a feeling. Most of that is when I get in that black music. I'll throw on the iPod, take a sip of something, and whatever I wanted to deal with, I'll deal with. Now, because I've felt that feeling so much, all I have to do is think of the feeling without any other substance, any other that zone, if you want to say, is so in the memory banks. All I have to think is that zone, and I'm actually going to the fourth dimension, which touches all other nine. So the question becomes, then I said, yeah, because there are sometimes the worst channel is when they take me out of time. I've talked about this before. I'll be talking to a motherfucker for what I think could be hours. I look at the clock, it'd be fucking 7 minutes later. And when I tell you it's the you'll feel like you've been up for 2 days, and the shit be like fucking 45 minutes, getting hard transmission. That's what happened when the Orishas came. Now, that is a high dimension, but you got to reach that fourth spiritual dimension. That fourth dimension is the music. You get what I'm saying? Is the music.
Right.
And then anything comes from there. It could be the liquor, it could be high, it could be the herb pack and all the rest of that kind of stuff. So that touches all other dimensions, all other dimensions. So what you got to do is start to harness that zone. When you're feeling spiritual, remember the feeling, remember the mood, because you're trying to capture that mood. It's easy to do because what's even easier, because it's lower frequency energy, is get yourself in a bad mood. And we all could do that real easy. Somebody honk their horn at you, you're in a bad mood for hours. because it's low frequency energy, but basically that outside stimuli got you in a bad mood. But I do you one better. It's not really outside stimuli because you walk out the door saying, I wish a motherfucker would honk their horn. You already predetermined this is going to piss you off. So in other words, you can put yourself in the mood. The easy ones is always the bad ones. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is a good move, so that's why that liquor always comes in handy in the beginning, or music comes in handy, because those things will trigger good moods. And from that good mood is where you want to be at. That's why I know I talked about this before. People give away just how far they are into this when they, oh, I'm spiritual, and Carly Kane and Hanneman Kane. And then I'm like, you bullshitting because I'm watching you and you telling me bad mood shit all day. This is happening to the black child. This is happening to the black woman. The policemen are going to do that. They got, like I seen in this chat room, they putting chemtrails everywhere. See, and then there was somebody who wrote, fuck chemtrails. Because you can't, and see, that's the mentality you need to have. Not because you're ducking your head in the sand. Because you ain't going, what you going to do about it anyway? Go disable some planes? So you might as well say, fuck chemtrails. You need to look at the bright side because that's the realm you're trying to contact. Ain't no suffering in that realm. So if you doing it because you're suffering, you need money, you need rent, you need a girlfriend, you already coming with the wrong approach. You get what I'm saying? You're gonna possibly get what you need to get, but you're still contacting low shit on the astral plane. I'm sure everyone has heard you're only limited by your imagination. So motherfuckers don't even know what the fuck chemtrails are really doing, or if they are just fucking chemtrails. But you imagine it's something that's damaging. You get what I'm saying? So therefore, it is damaging. So you're limited by worrying about this, that, the other shit that you really ain't going to do nothing about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I look up to them niggas. There's an HBO special with these niggas who put on pantyhose and capes and walk around being superheroes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Niggas smoking weed in the park, they just walk up. You need to put that out, sir, before I mace you. And they just doing it, you know what I'm saying, for nothing. No college credit. Them motherfuckers are doing more than sitting on Facebook talking about how they want to save all these black children. And that's doing nothing but bellowing in your sorrows. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Remember, your technology comes from your mind. Your mind is what created this reality, the end. So if you created it, you need to realize you're the master of this creation, and this creation is nothing but a process, a product of your thoughts. So all you have to do is just look. Without even picking nobody special or picking no special group or picking no special person, just look at the misery that rolls down the Facebook page, the misery. Guy gets stabbed. Black guy dies. Black girl this. Black girl that. Okay, I get that. But remember, you're making a choice here. You get what I'm saying? Spiritual people and now... People who are here for the human cause, that's what they are here for. Who am I to tell them they are not? But remember, if you're here for that, by doing that, that's exactly what you're going to get. Enough people buy and email herb packs, which tells me personally they're trying to go beyond the human experience. So if you're telling me by buying the herb pack, cyclomancy, all of these baths, that you're going beyond the human experience, you can't have it both ways. By raising up the human drama, we know it's there. We talk about it. We move on. It's not ignoring it. It's trying to say, well, what do you do to go past it, past your technology? Because the same people talk about all of this karma and all this laws of attraction. All that shit means is cause and effect. You get what I'm saying? At what point do you also have to see yourself as the cause of this effect? This is your story. This ain't nobody else's story. And you telling the story. Now you telling the story they desire to tell you to tell, because that's really their story. We're going to distract you, instill you with fear, instill you with no hope, give you nothing but fear, misery, scare tactics, threats. Mm-hmm. And we buy into it when we repeat these things. We know they're there. don't think for a minute I don't see them black little black girls that everyone's putting up on their page. It looks miserable. But we also need to know humanity itself, by its sheer definition, is miserable. It is miserable. It's always been miserable. The idea is the people who are on the level of that, they should be doing that. The people on the level of spirituality, I'm talking to you. The people, I'm not trying to convert someone who's here to save black people from whatever drastic doom they're doing. But look at it this way, because I've heard people say all of that. Everyone has their purpose. What if that person's purpose is to go to jail? You get what I'm saying? So I leave it for the purpose. I leave it for the purpose of the people who are here to free people, because that's why they're supposed to meet. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And because let's say, and I'll use the much loved sister Nancy Lockhart. When you see her, you can see that's her work here. That's her work here. She's the one doing the work, not just talking the talk, walking the walk, which means she's following her path. That's what walking the walk means. So the people that she does help, which are many, that's supposed to happen. Sitting around saying, oh, my goodness gracious, look what happened to him. That's not saving nobody. That's not even awareness. You know what I'm saying? That's just you just showing how scared you are. Nancy is brave. She's showing how not scared she are. She's putting her shit on the line, making shit happen. That's always wonderful. I'm not turning my back on that or belittling that. I'm talking to people who are buying herb packs and saying, I want to be spiritual. You can't have it both ways. Spirit and humanity are not the same thing. They are twins.
Yeah.
They are twins, but they're two different individuals. You get what I'm saying? Humanity is a mentality, and really, it's really just freeing yourself from humanity. Spirit is nothing. It's still you, but it's how you make contact with the higher you, let's just say that, or higher information. And higher information ain't got nothing to do with this place. We need to really get that in our head, because if I was to say anything, none of that's happening. All right, and I'm going to talk about a couple more things. We're going to get the question and answer, so we at least have 2 hours of them, because I'll rant all night. So a couple of things I wrote down. Eric Sherman from EPMD had a heart attack. He didn't go, you know what I'm saying, but he had a heart attack this same weekend. The energy is coming out these rappers now. Marley Marl had a heart attack as well. For the life of me, I can't remember what was happening at the time, but it was a certain energy in his heart that needed to happen. So it's a certain, it did not necessarily have to make the transition, but it's the same thing with Eric Sherman with this Heavy D stuff. Something in his heart had to change, let's just say that. And, of course, the heart is that gateway as well, so something there. Like I said, it all, by the time I do the next show, all that should be absolutely clear what's going on. It's ODB's birthday as well while all of this shit is going on. So we can see this shit is real fancy pants. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So something's going on.
I was just going to add in there. I don't know if you heard about this, but a few weeks ago, Rick Ross had two seizures. He had two seizures, and they haven't really reported like an update on him on what's going on, but it is definitely, like you said, affecting those things in the rap world. Lots of those things.
Well, the rap world is the clip off.
Yeah.
It's the dark side of music. It's the dark side of music. Not to belittle R&B or none of anything else we can.
Right.
You know, that came out of us. But this is the time of the dark, you know what I'm saying? This is the time of some Darth Vader shit. That's rap music. Shit, all this, I love rap music shit. I've seen a nigga get stabbed every week at Union Square at Latin Quarters on some music shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, what this is, meaning not because the Kalip-Off is evil or the music's evil, that's the power of the Kalip-Off. That's the power of rap. Rap came in and took everything over, and you can't deny that. It broke Elvis Presley records with OPP, not even shit that was like, you know what I'm saying, that was like niggas ain't been, shit like OPP was breaking records. Onyx and shit was breaking records. Redman, breaking records. Of all them, Willie Nelson, done. You get what I'm saying? Done.
Right.
So Ain't no that it was the power in rap. Rap had the ability. See, if you did jazz, you did jazz. If you did soul, you did soul. Rap could do jazz and soul. Rap is chaos music. The end. The Kalipov is the chaos realm, the melanin realm. Rap could take anything and make it tangible. You get what I'm saying? The chaos realm. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? The chaos realm. Right. So rap is so. This, all of this is happening because those, you know, Rick Ross is just lining up with the rap shit. You know what I mean? He ain't really rap. You know what I'm saying? But just lining up with the energy and everybody's attention is on it. It is what it is. And he's also a heavy dude. You get what I'm saying? But that Kalipov shit going online. Now the Kalipov, Heavy D. See the Sun disc in. On the Tree of Life, Tifera touches every other Sifra. That's who Heavy D is in the Kalipov. You get what I'm saying? You go back Friday, I gave you the names which correspond. And Heavy D touches every within rap, he was very versatile. He touches all forms. You get what I'm saying? So that's who Heavy D represents. In other words, this shit is coming together. You get what I'm saying? This shit is coming together. Strictly business. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Strictly business.
Oh, yeah.
So now, all right, so we'll go on so we get the questions and answers. What I do want to give out is Sean's email. Sean told me people have been emailing him. Let me give out his email again. I didn't give it out twice. Sean Cook is the Fish and Marshmallows guy. He's one of the guys who early on I knew had this, I don't like to call it gifts, but the ability to get and receive channels, and boy has he. The boy is on fire. I can say that. So he's one of the guys that I do talk to personally. He started showing me these shits that he used to make for these kids, these gateways, and he makes them out of his hand and, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, yo, you could do Lakshmi gateways. And he does a lot of chakra work already. He deals with the color. So if you have a problem in the emotion with the chakra, after you get a reading from Ms. Blue and she does chakra work, it's always an option to go get one of his chakra things, his chakra gateways. He does these chakra dolls. The chakra dolls are off the fucking hook because if you're having a problem in your chakra, you treat that chakra doll just like a little baby or a portion of your soul to nurture it, and you'll be on your way to building yourself up. So let me give you his email. This is Sean Cook, and a lot of y'all know him already. It's spiritgateways, with an S, at gmail.com. SpiritGateWays at gmail.com. What you could do, hit him up and let him show you pictures. And he does, all of it is, it's not just one thing. He does it specifically for that person. So I'm going to get that out the way. And there was a story on Yahoo, 11-11-11, bunch of Jews tried to get around that pyramid and hold hands, heard about all that shit. But we shut that shit down. You need to know that.
We shut that
shit down.
And the Masonics. It wasn't.
And the Masonics. See, understand what's going on here. What's going on here is these people are trying to horn in on our energy. See, this is my point exactly. While we pouting that they doing that, they only doing that and trying to get away with that because we worried about who got stabbed, who got shot, why are they doing this, unfair that. They're like, none of that shit matters. It only matters what you can get out. It only matters what you can get out the spirit world. We the ones debating this bullshit. Well, we need to be on planet Earth now, and it's happening to the babies. You asshole. Nobody's talking about that shit. Nobody's talking about that shit but sheep. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, what's that book? Gnostic Workbook. That nigga said in there, nothing scares the Illuminati but dark magic. The end. So all you niggas talking about the Illuminati, talking about they doing dark magic, they say they don't fear nothing but it. So you want to fight back, get into that dark shit. Get into that Kalipov shit. See, why are they scared? Because you bear the mark of the dark side, Blackie. You get what I'm saying? You bear the mark. Melanin, you bear the mark. You You are the master. You hold the substance that activates all of that shit. They using you as the battery, and they're using your fear as the battery. You the battery talking about that shit. Your fear resonates at a level. They tap into that frequency, and they just plug into your fear. And when it gets low, they give you some other shit to be scared about, some Rodney King shit, some Jenna 6 shit, your distraction, your scaredness. All that shit goes up in the air. You got dumb niggas like Jesse Jackson saying, everybody wear black to even synchronize you niggas. That's ritual shit on that Jenna 6 shit. On that Jenna 6 shit. Y'all saying the same slogan. Hell no, we won't go. We're here. We're black, and we ain't never going back. All that shit is ritual to line you up so your energy goes the fuck up in the astral world, and they plug into that. The best thing you can do is not buy into that. I know it's hard. I got kids seeing, you know what I'm saying? I know it's hard. You see a little black girl who got killed or whatever. Now, I'm not saying you see a little black girl missing. Do whatever. Do what you do. I'm talking about the obsession with it. You get what I'm saying?
Of course it hurts everyone.
Of course it hurts everyone as a human being. Who wouldn't it be? You know what I'm saying?
But they know that
we have the pristine heart. They know that this is the stuff we made of. So wouldn't it stand to reason that's what they're going to use to manipulate you? Some little black girl. So they got a picture of a little black girl getting maced. Of course, it was the most terrible shit I've seen in recent time. But once we promote it and send it around, it now becomes more than just that black girl getting maced in the face. It becomes
a weapon. It's everyone getting maced
in the face now. And at the end of the day, guess what happened? Nothing. Nothing but you just scared each other. Because nobody went to no cop. Nobody went to go mace no cop. Show me the picture where some niggas is macing a cop saying, that's the pictures I need to see. You niggas macing cops. Somebody kicking some cop in the ass. Some oppressive force kicking them in the ass. You don't never see that. We the only ones. Like, I would think if these white people is doing this to us, how come white people don't pass that picture around and go, look what we did. We maced a little black girl today. They don't care about that shit. It slips out, and because he's doing what he wants to do to you. You get what I'm saying? With his weapons,
right.
Mace, physical guns, physical mace, locking you up. You ain't using your weapons. You are now taking, you are only admiring their weaponry, and it's sparking the fear in you. And that fear just passing this shit around. It was the most, I have more than a heart in this matter, but I also know what that is as a ritual. Too, you get what I'm saying? Which makes me say, as sad as I am, I'm not so sad that I'm going to put that up in my page so other people can be sad. You get what I'm saying? We know this is happening. And worse. Every day. Yeah. Worse.
Yeah.
Worse.
Worse every day. The whole thing is.
Worse every day.
Whenever, and I know we've talked about this on the shows before, but the mind does not know the difference between what is real and what is not. The two most powerful things that is used to control people, particularly us as people, because we're so holistic, is music and drama. And we see ourselves always wanting to flock to those two things, music and drama.
Right. And in that drama, you add the movies. I'm gonna talk a little bit about Immortals. The movie, if y'all really want to know something, Oscar Michaud told me this, and I never get his name in advance because I never went on. Oscar Michaud, he was the Spike Lee of his day early on. Spike Lee, you guys
Oscar,
look up to him. He made movies called Black Magic, this and that. He counteracted movies at the time. When I made contact with him, he said all that chemtrail shit, all that vaccination shit, all of that mind probing shit, all of that plastic shit, all of that they're going to do that to water. He said that shit ain't working. And one of the things he said in particular, they said, you know, this EM thing, EM field thing, they're going to cut down all the electricity and you niggas going to be in a blackout in the dark and the shit is going to be like the Book of Eli and Mad Max. He said, the first thing, they will never put you niggas in the dark. You niggas in the dark with melanin and pineal, that's the end of them. He said they need to have something constantly going.
Yes.
Movies.
Yes.
Movies. Listen closely. This is nothing but a light matrix. The movies are nothing but a light matrix. You are hypnotized. When somebody hypnotizes you, don't they put you in a dark room, either use light or sound? Well, you're in the movie theater with light and sound. Not only
that,
you go into the movie theater with something they call suspension of disbelief, meaning what you would disbelieve, you suspend that. So in other words, if I said Ms. Blue can walk through the wall and fly now, get the hell out of there. Somebody show me. But if I said Neo could do it, word, did he have his black coat on again? Meaning you believe that. But you believe it because it's the movies. You don't. But that's where you go wrong with this. It's just a movie. But number one, how come you never see movies where they just throwing babies off the roof? How come you never seeing movies where they drowning kittens if it's just a movie? Because they know you walk away with that. You walk out of movies crying. Wait a minute, I thought it was just a movie. You walk out of movies, scary movies, scared. You walk out of love stories feeling, you walk out of karate movies kicking your friend. You walk out of comedies happier. You get what I'm saying? So movies initiate a response. All that Shakespeare stuff was all mythology and conscious writing, and then they would have people act it out because all of that was ritual, the original acting. They were calling on spirits doing the acting. Or you can look at it this way. You cannot tell me Jamie Foxx wasn't taken over by Ray Charles. You cannot tell me then. Well, I know, but I'm saying it on a mundane level. I've talked to all of these people. But let's say on a mundane level where you just plain as the eye could see, you cannot say that Malcolm X, Denzel, wasn't Malcolm X. And I'm sure if I just looked at this movie collection, I could say Dorothy Dandridge was that girl Holly Berry. Holly Berry cannot fucking act. She did a hell of a job in Dorothy Dandridge, then went back to the dumb non-acting shit in Catwoman or whatever the fuck. Taken over. Lynn Whitfield, Josephine Baker. Those are people you're looking at.
Yes.
These people are channeling them as they do that. Movies are a very serious, serious thing. They've been controlling us with movies, movies, movies. So...
Yes.
I've even heard people say, well, all that decoding a movie ain't shit. Oh, you better decode it, or your ass is just a sitting duck. You get what I'm saying? Not to mention, it should be the prerequisite work for decoding your dreams. Spirit don't talk to you straight out all the time. Everything's in symbols. So your mind should be constantly trying to uncover symbols. The great way to do it in the most beneficial way is movies. See what it is. You know there's always a bad guy. You know there's always a hero. You know there's always a girl. So, and if you know the deities, you should know, oh, look what color he's wearing. He's playing that. Look at the numbers. Motherfucking, in that movie with Mos Def, with his old dumbass, when he was talking like Step and Fetcher, 16 blocks. 16 blocks with Bruce Willis. This nigga had to get Bruce Willis through 16 blocks. 6 and 1 is 7. What you was talking about is chakras. He's just, you've seen a ritual. Bruce Willis has been your hero. So they're showing you this black man has to, and remind me to talk about bucket list. This black man has to take him through the 7 chakras. Mos Def had his ball. He was playing the pineal gland. You get what I'm saying? Bruce Willis, that down and out guy, gets with Mos Def. And now he's, they're only reinforcing in you that he's the fucking. He's the sun god. He's the hero. The sun. They've been trying to do that shit with Arnold Schwarzenegger, making him the sun god, and there's always some nigga helping out. So this is what I'm telling you. When you see these pictures, and we read this, guess what happened? And he stabs him. Oh, it's just such a shame, and I'm so sad for my black people. You know what I'm saying? Fuck being sad for them. They doing what the fuck they supposed to be doing. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
There's just two. You could be sad for. You know how much shit you could be sad for? You know what I'm saying? It's just shit. I'm sad that I moved to Atlanta and they don't have heroes across the street anymore. You get what I'm saying? I used to be able to walk across the street, give me a turkey hero. I'm sad. But see, I'm not going to harp on that shit because I go to Publix and we just do it bigger. You get what I'm saying? So it's your disposition. It's your disposition. It just really is. You know what I'm saying? And as I pointed out, this is how they use you as a battery. They can't get your love. They can't earn your love. So the opposite is what they earn, your fear. You get what I'm saying? It's hard.
Right.
Love is a higher frequency. Fear is the lower frequency. You get what I'm saying? So it's much easier to get your fear through ignorance than it is to get your love through acceptance. You get what I'm saying? You got to look at them as our kids. They as Moors, when we were teaching them, they were adolescents. They were children. Teaching them how to use a spoon, put a motherfucking book on your head, stand up straight. Music calms the average beast. So we created what they now call classical music for them, for their chakras. Then you had the teenage phase. That's when they got off them islands, started killing your ass. Just like any teenager rebels against their parents. Now they're coming into their 20s. Why? How do you know? Because now they're telling you to recycle. It's time to go green. Mom and dad was always right. You know what I'm saying? It's time to go green. Change your car. How dare you wear a mink? You know what I'm saying? So now they're starting to grow up a little bit. Now, as I pointed out, it's clear that they're evolving, but it's really not our business. Let's just leave that to them. You get what I'm saying? Let them have fun with that. We'll leave that to them. But we need to understand what it is. We're spending too much time thinking that there's this big entity, which is actually distraction. Your big problem is that you are a human being, and you cannot get out the cycles of reincarnation. That's the biggest problem. And it's not because I said so. You read them books. Read them old mythology books. They're telling you. If everyone's going to be so ancient and so hotepy, read what the ancients were saying, because what I'm repeating, I could back it up with what the ancients said. This is ancient teaching. This ain't some shit Panic came up with. You know what I'm saying? This is ancient teaching. I'm trying to fuck that bullshit. Show me in Egypt the motherfucking hieroglyph that says save the fucking babies. Show me that one. Show me that one. Show me the hieroglyph that says eat spirulina. That's what we do, because it actually is supposed to balance us out. Every motherfucking hieroglyph is how to get out of here and not come back. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. As they say, show me something that's written in stone. Well, that's written in stone. Book of Coming Forth by Day, written in stone. You get what I'm saying? So the idea here is, if you're not through with humanity, you should be doing that. But don't fucking be dabbling around me with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm strictly on my father's business, on my mama's business. You get what I'm saying? I'm out of here. So negotiating with me on that level is going to get not necessarily a cold response, but I'm like, well, what are you telling me for? You need to tell somebody who's into that. You get what I'm saying? Into that. Mm-hmm. You're only telling me that you're not even paying attention to what I'm saying. You're too busy in the chat room fucking trying to come up with zingers. You get what I'm saying? What you need to do is know who you talking to and what I'm about. I'm dealing with occult teachings and in the business of going beyond this. Everything I channel is to get some understanding that's beyond what I can learn myself. I don't need to politic about earth shit when I can figure out earth shit by just going on Yahoo myself. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't need to be in Congress. I don't need to be in Congress with folk on shit that, we need to be doing what we're doing here. And to the credit, I don't want to act like I'm beating up on everybody. To the credit, many people do. Oohs and noodles of success stories as well. But we need to keep that up. I'm going to be the guy to keep talking about that. Oohs and noodles of success stories as well. And that's where we're trying to keep it at. And like I said, to be on that fast pace, the only thing that can slow you down is fear. If you if you worried about chemtrails, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Prince is on fucking YouTube talking about chemtrails. No, that means chemtrails went pop, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
chemtrails went pop. You know what I'm saying? Enough. You should be on to the next thing. Because if you ain't fucking crazy about it, I'm sure it does whatever it does. I heard all the rumors. But look, there's too many people that gave out fucking monatomic gold and all the rest of the stuff that you can use to counteract that. Use it and move on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, so many chemtrails. You don't even know what it does. I can't pay my rent because the chemtrails. No, you can't pay your rent because you ain't got no job, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it funky.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Keep it basic. You know, we're making a lot of shit in the monsters. And all you really have is a certain amount of whites that rule the planet, and all they are is standing in a karate stance, but ain't really through a kick yet. You would be gone. If they wanted to kill you, what do they need you here for?
Right.
I mean, all they have to do is stop sending Wonder Bread. Stop sending bread to the hood. You niggas will be eating each other in a month. You get what I'm saying? They turn off the water. Right. They turn off the water. You know what I'm saying? How many of y'all niggas going to drink your own urine? You get what I'm saying? So if they want to get rid of you or whatever, you know what I'm saying? They've been trying to do this shit, and ain't nothing happened. And see, what they do, and another tactic is telling you some shit that's going to come, but it's already here. We're going to be living in a military society. Well, they already arresting you for nothing. We're going to be living in camps. Well, have any of you niggas been to the project? It's already on. But they keep telling you some shit's going to happen, and they got you living in the future of their reality. You get what I'm saying? They create it's about everything they're going to do, and it's this future reality of theirs that they created for you. All I say is, what's the big deal with you creating your own reality now? You got all the tools. Don't you get a herb back by now? Didn't you get a reading by now? You know what I'm saying? So the tools are there, you know what I'm saying, for you to create your own reality. When you see these pictures of them doing damaging things to our kids, and then they become promoted. We know what's going on. It's been going on. They've been killing little black girls in churches since before any of us in the remix have got, most of us, I would say, have gotten here. That's what they do. But how that becomes benefit, I'm going to tell you who the occultist is. When you see all them pictures of the black men who were hung and lynched, and these pictures, you see them and like, oh, my goodness, and look what they're doing to the black man. The dumb niggas are the ones just clapping. Ooh, we got us a nigga tonight. The ones who took the pictures, no game. You get what I'm saying? They no game. Because they know that picture is like hanging thousands of black folk. You get what I'm saying? That Mason, that little girl, is like macing thousands. And now with the internet, hundreds of thousands or a few million. You get what I'm saying? Just with the internet alone. So they macing you constantly. They doing it to you, but I'm trying to say you victimizing yourself. Yeah, I'll see and I'll look at it, but I have to leave it there. That little girl getting maced makes me go harder with giving us information that's beyond this fucking sick reality. Simple as that. All right. And I don't know. I'm sorry, Ms. Blue. I cut you off. Did you have something to add to that?
No. Okay. I was just agreeing with you. No.
Okay. I'm going to talk about the Immortals real quick, and we'll start with the Q&A. The Immortals. I watched it last night. What was interesting, I knew it was going to be some fucked up shit because the same dude made 300, but it was a ritual. And 300, remember, he kicked that black man down the abyss, right? Yeah. And the abyss is also Darth. He kicked his ass back in the motherfucking Calypso. Then 300 of these motherfuckers killed millions of serious niggas throughout this whole movie, and at the end when he threw the spear at him, the idea was that he could touch a god. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you looked at 300, it actually looked like 301 or 307, whatever, and at the time when it came out, A.A. Rashad talked about it and what it meant Kabbalistically, whatever. So you already knew this guy was, you know, pro-white. But even that failed because the main dude that they used that was supposed to be extra nigga, the one who kicked the nigga down the pit, came out later on that they found him with some man or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Which means this idea of this ultimate masculinity, they can't even pull it off. You get what I'm saying? We got to look. That's how we fight. See, I remember, that's how spirit fights back. You get what I'm saying? Exposing them for what they really are. So while we're focused on 300, the spirit is shutting down their reality, showing me, well, he's a gay man. Now, and I don't care if somebody's gay and that's what they like, do what they want. We're talking about the image of masculinity. What you do on your own watch, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's your business. So it's not, if he's gay, whatever, more gay to you. But we're talking about imagery. Like, for instance, in my book, I do 100 pages on just, I found every single black actor, male, in America, every single one of them. And I'll tell you the movie, the year, the details of when they wore a dress, showed their ass, kissed a man. Every single black actor has done it, with the exception of maybe 5 or 6. But then what they didn't do there, they did in Coonan. I also included acting subservient to white folks in the movie. Servant, you know, that type of thing. But for the most part, Blue, I thought I was going to end 2025. When we talking at least, every single nigga got touched. And the ones who weren't as famous, I left out. It's 100, some books are 150 pages. This shit is like 150, just on this section. So I just can't go anymore. This could be a separate book. So when we and then I'm going to show, which I'm not going to spoil in the book, what that ritual really is and how it's tied to one thing. One thing that we thought was gone because you physically can't act it out, but it's being acted out in the movies. I don't want to give it away. I want people to buy the book and read that. I'm going to tie that whole entire ritual to what that is. So they are conscious of it. And you got to remember, the subconscious mind is different from the conscious mind. That O is just a movie thing. That's too surface. So in other words, Wesley Snipes wearing a dress, that's why they can give him Blade later, because he already put that dress on. So while we on the surface say, well, he was acting, the subconscious mind don't see it like that. We see it like real life. For instance, if you knew Obama in the 70s and he wore a dress, but he straightened up and got married and was the president, I don't give a fuck what he's done. He could cure, he could save all the children in Africa. You would say, but that nigga still wore a dress that time. You get what I'm saying? Because that's how the subconscious mind works. Consciously, because you're told it's a movie, you say, well, he was just acting, even though niggas was just as disgusted. You get what I'm saying? Just as disgusted. So I'm gonna show you why they do that, not what where it impacts, what it really does, and what agenda they actually playing out. Book coming soon, folks. In Immortal, it was all about obviously, you know, this nigga was gonna open the gateway for the Titans. They were stuck in the mountain of Tantaris or the underworld, which is nothing but Earth. And this nigga was coming to open the motherfucking gateway. King Hyperion. Now, I'm of course saying he's opening the gateway on 11-11-11-11-11. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. So my first, I said I would not only, if I didn't do a show that night, I still wouldn't have gave him the satisfaction of seeing that bullshit on Gateway Day. I don't even want to, because what they're trying to do is psychologically shut you down.
Yeah.
See, when you go there and they finish this gateway, or they do all of this, try to open the gateway, the good guys win, and all the black people, not conscious people, black people go, woo, I'm glad we got that gateway to hell closed. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Automatically, that thought power helps to seal that gateway that we know is opening based upon Heavy D, Eric Sherman, Rick Ross, ODB. This is a long time coming. Now, let me be clear. There's nothing they can do. It's going to happen. There's nothing they can do. It's out of their control. In fact, it's out of the control of us in our human understanding of it. We're only getting fragments through channels and understanding symbols. But we can't do nothing to fuck it up. You get what I'm saying? We can't do nothing to fuck it up. Now, so when they do this constantly in symbolically in movies, and most of us as ignorant black people cheer for the good guy. But you're actually cheering against yourself. This concept of evil, you need to get that out your mind. There is no such thing. And 9 times out of 10, when they're referring to evil, they're referring to your black ass. So every time, whenever they say evil, we have accepted evil to Christianity as the devil is evil. He's the adversary. But, you know, the adversary only means polarity. He's the adversary, and we just accepted this definition of evil. Everything they do, as long as they call it evil, they already put you on a side already. You get what I'm saying? And that's what they're doing. That's mind control 101. All I have to do is say it's evil, and then automatically I know what side I'm on. Conan says it's evil. We don't give a Conan could be raping the horses, but we won't even look at the fact that Conan is raping horses because this guy is evil. Not only that, he got some black shit on and some horns. So that's enough for me. He's the evil guy. You get what I'm saying? But you'll notice the evil guy in 85% of the movie, especially sci-fi, is always trying to bring some shit back, trying to free somebody all the time. when the realm of hell rises up, when we open the gateway, when we go through the, when we destroy this, this will be a new realm. They always talk about a new realm, a new reality. Yeah. Gabriel, you Gabriel in that movie Legion, you heard that? You heard the niggas come down? Fuck this God shit, nigga. We sitting up there acting like his bitch. Let's bring this shit. Let's start the new shit going on. Prophecy with William, with Christopher Walken. He came down and was like, fuck that bullshit. Fuck all this listening to God shit. That comes from somewhere. That comes straight out the occult. This is the shit that I've been telling and saying. No, this is a study. I'm not just making it up. You see it all the time in movies. You see it all the time. But the way they present it, when you see it, Christopher Walken is the asshole in the movie who must be defeated in prophecy. The dude from Legion, I'm here to save the humans. I'm saving the humans from Gabriel or Azrael, whichever fucking L it was. I'm here to save the humans. I'm playing my sword play for you. We got to save this baby. Got to save this magical baby. Always saving this baby. So, and it's always about bringing, the evil becomes bringing this new demise. Now, so once you know that's your side, your first step in decoding is always cheer for the evil guy. Always look and see what the evil guy is saying. Don't forget about Satan. Look and see what he's saying. And you'll see, I'm tired of this shit right here. I'm trying to rise up. That's the whole Lord of the Rings. I'm trying to bring a new reality up here. We're going to use some nigger orcs. They make them black and dirty and niggery, and you hate them. You hate them on the back. Then they kill one of the guys right in the beginning. They kill one of the guys with the arrow. They kill one of the nine fellowship. Oh, fuck these orc niggas. And they came right out the earth. You get what I'm saying? Came right out the earth. They talking about you, us. You get what I'm saying? Us. But what they're talking about more is never let us rise up. That's what this shit is about. Never let us rise up. The most clear story is the gods through the titans, their parents in the underworld. The underworld is nothing but a low frequency world, planet Earth. You are on hell. You are locked in Hades right now. And you are the titans. The titans will rise again. They do know that. And in the Immortals last night, they proved that the titans will rise again. Let me get to it. First and foremost, they made this white guy the ultimate sexual hero, which they do. The gods had on gold. You know, they did the Egyptian thing. The difference, I don't know. You may want to put it on mute because I'm going to give some spoilers now. Because I forgot many people probably didn't see it. They were listening. I'm not going to give spoilers. I will say this. They did better than I thought. But in the end, I didn't think. I'm not going to spoil it for people. They did better than I thought. What it was, they did show that gateway had to be open on 11/11/11. Usually in the movie, somehow they make it, but they did show you ain't getting past it. But in the movie, they left it open that there was still this war that was going to happen. I'll just say that. There's still this war against the gods and the titans. But contrary to Mon Frere, there is no more war. There was never really a war. Never really a war. What they're talking about, all that happened really was a process. Never really a war. You get what I'm saying? There's no such thing as a war. There's no such thing as no war in heaven. The war in heaven now is the war between humanity and your spiritual path. That's the war in heaven right now. Yeah. That's the war. They're winning that war because they feed in ammunition with those pictures and those Yahoo stories. Black man gets raped by a plunger. We'll be talking about that for fucking 6 months. You get what I'm saying? That's how that's the war. That's the war in heaven. Because it's the thing that puts your thoughts in conflict. It's why you get a herb pack, but then worried about what they say on Yahoo. You get what I'm saying? That's the conflict. Remember I said before, and I'll say it again, you really have to make a choice, or you're going to go full in. Doesn't mean abandon your family and they shouldn't eat. We're not talking about that. It's a slight change in mentality. Things you decide to let penetrate you on the level that it penetrates you. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. See, chemtrails will never dictate my life. You get what I'm saying? Never dictate my life. And that's the difference. So we're not talking about total ignorance or ignoring anything. You know what I'm saying? You need a new coat, you got to get a new coat. It's not stupid. You don't get to stand on the mountain with a staff talking about clip off his hair, folks. You know what I'm saying? Ain't got nothing to do with that. Get your house in order. That's what getting a reading from Ms. Blue is. How to get your house in order, hopefully, so you can get your spiritual house in order. You get what I'm saying? It's the process. Yeah. So the idea of this thing here is that you really need to make a choice because you can't have it both ways. That's a conflict. You get what I'm saying? They don't exist in the same space. You get what I'm saying? The spirit and all of that exists as a medium to that world. And because you have that your soul lasts forever. Your ka or your spirit does not. Your spirit will last just as long as you're being fed from planet Earth. So meaning if you died and nobody remembered you here, there's no reason for your ka to be here. It's gone. But if you got people, your aunties and your uncles putting up your picture, celebrating and still saying, remember it was Panic's birthday on this day. Remember Panic used to like that. No, Panic had that chair. This remembrance. Not to mention, but on a bigger level, that's what the altar is for. That's what the water libation and statues and pictures is for. But even on a lesser level, every black house you walk into, they got pictures up, which is just as good as an altar. The remembrance of your grandma makes her live on. See, why do you think they got the picture of these presidents on every dollar bill? Because those forefathers, their forefathers that set this up, they're trying to keep that going. So they don't give a fuck about no Abe Lincoln or Ben Franklin, but the idea that became successful, they keep that spirit going. You get what I'm saying? That's a ritual every time you spend the money with George Washington. They call him the father of this country. You keep the father alive every time you spend the one. Each time you see these dumb niggas with chains and holding up money. Yeah, we trying to get this money. Rap has been nothing but a ritual. Not shit, there's a thousand rituals in it, but one of them to get you on this money. Remember, we also talked about the shells, and this is actually the true world of the shells. There's nothing more shellish than these niggas in their fucking empty money plight. So again, I'll just make it because I realize I don't want to spoil it for people. It was an okay movie. It was pretty good. You know, 300 was visually dazzling. You know, you just get pissed at how we always get our ass kicked. They didn't do that. They made, but what they did do, they made the Olympian gods off the hook. The way they filmed it, the fighting scenes with the Olympian gods, crazy. The Titans, just regular scrapping orcs. You get what I'm saying? When really the Titans are supposed to be on some extra, extra special shit too. And then they left it as to which there will be another war in heaven. But no, we's are going home. All right, so shit, I didn't realize it was this late, but it always is. So
let's get the questions,
and you know, we get to some questions or whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, we can definitely go to questions. A great share going on here with Brother Panic. And want to make sure for those of you who are not in the chat room or didn't get to hear, if you want to reach Brother Panic for the herb packs, if you want to reach him for the bath, any kind of bath that you want, you can definitely email him for that, as well as any of the out-of-print books, lots of the chants. Heard so many different things about him. Those chants are off the hook. You should use them. They are excellent. Email him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. We're going to take questions now. We have about an hour and 14 minutes left to go in the forum here, so we'll just kind of go with that. 678-652-5211. I'm looking at another number here. Is the number to call. Press 1. I see many of you on the phone lines. All you have to do is press 1, and that's definitely how you're going to get in. We're going to go to the phone lines calling in.
Go right there. Okay. In a second. Aunt Cookie said talk about the oracle. So real quick, they had an oracle. They had four virgin oracles in the movie. But one, they were actually bodyguards. The other three, one was the true virgin. And really, the virgin oracle, you also seen that in Scorpion King. I think it was the first one. And basically, she's untouched by humanity. So she's clean to this world. So it's the same thing we were just talking about. And I see a lot of people saying spoil it. But it's enough. You might as well go see the movie because you're going to see it anyway. But it's enough. It's enough. There's nothing deep about it. It's the same white man dominating and niggas are the bad guy. It's the same thing. It's that same ritual. But what I thought they wouldn't open it, I'll say that they did get it open, and then you'll see what happens from there. So on Cookie, the Virgin Oracle concept is that she's clean to this world. And being clean to this world, she resides with the spirits more than she resides here by being known by a man or being known to a man. All right, I'm sorry, but we can go now, Miss Blue.
Okay, all right. We're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Jovan. I'm privileged to be the first caller here. New Jersey Awareness on Blog Talk. I ordered everything for the Panic Cat to offer, and I need to get a reading.
For hold on. You said this is Jovan?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who this is. What's up, bro?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
All right, what's going on?
Man.
Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah, I've been doing everything I can to do the work that I hear given to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've reached a few roadblocks, and I hope Miss Blue allows me to ask my questions. I believe that it will benefit the whole family.
Okay.
One of the questions I have is regarding creating my own entities.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of success with this beginning of this year with a case I had.
Mm-hmm.
I put a lot of energy into this, and you know, as you know, it takes a lot for I'm gonna use a language that's coming to me from the speaker to you, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of niggas have a hard time, you know, cutting themselves, but I did
everything
I was supposed
to do, right.
You know, and getting blood,
right.
You know.
Right, yeah, you gotta do all of that.
I went above and beyond, you know, what I learned just to give extra, and I had a lot of success
mm-hmm.
with it, but
okay.
Just one question is, do you think that, because this form of magic, which you speak about, you know, we should be doing our magic, and Ms. Blue speaks about doing our magic, do you think this is a lazy form of magic? Because when I do it, it's like you're basically creating something to do the work for you, and I don't feel like I'm doing anything else, but it's an effort for it.
Shit.
That's a lot of effort.
What's the bottle,
you know what I mean?
Like, what's the option? You know what I'm saying? Like, we what's the option? You gonna go to Saturn and like Star Wars or some shit? Like, no. Listen closely. The spirit world is the invisible part of your will. So just like you can create a goddamn a paper mache, a goddamn you know, just like you create with your hands, you have to create with your mind. This should be like obvious kind of thing. Like, anything on planet Earth, first of all, every single thing on planet Earth started with what? A thought from your mind. There's nothing you could do without your own mind. So things you can't, things that are not tangible, you start with the same process, your own mind. To make something happen from the world of what's intangible, you need to use the same device. The same way, once something is created with your mind in the physical, you have to physically get the supplies to create it. You get what I'm saying? It's just really as simple as that. This shit, and even if it is lazy, so the fuck what? You know what I'm saying? Who you want to do? What are you trying to do? You know what I'm saying? Shit. If all I had to do is sneeze and some shit happens, let me know. You get what I'm saying? Shit, I fart 40% of my day. If I can make entities farting, believe you me, we all be out this fix. And what are you trying to? What's the option? This work. See, that's a human thing. Like you know, that's like saying somebody called you a shiftless Negro or some shit like that. See, we got all of these things of lazy and shiftless Negro because we knew how to use our mind to make shit happen. You control this world with your thoughts. This world was created with your thoughts. And you're going to be leaving this motherfucker. You're going to be leaving this motherfucker by means of your thoughts. You get what I'm saying? And that's what the whole show is about. Stop falling for physical stimuli to control
right.
you. to control you, or really even trying to control your world with physical stimuli. So get off the battery of the physical, because it's a weak one. You can only go as far as the human is the human will, which ain't shit. That's why in every movie they try to tell you how spirited the human will is. The human will ain't shit. Let them put some electricity on your ass, you'll be telling on your mama. Oh, this is where she keep all that money in her breast. Go get her ass now. And I think she got weed in her nightstand. You get what I'm saying? Let them put some electricity on your ass. Let them do that shit they were doing in apartheid. You get what I'm saying? So the human will ain't shit. The spiritual, what you're doing is the process. See, know what people are surprised at. I'm not trying to get on you, my man. You know you my man. I'm not trying to get on you. But see, what people are surprised is how easy it truly is. The hard part is getting through what you've been taught as a human. And if you listen to my talks, all you really hear me is the hardest part is trying to tell niggas, look, stop doing the dumb shit. Stop doing the human shit. Stop thinking in this context. Because it's really easy. It is easy. It's really easy. Kids do it naturally. They'll make up a nigga real quick to have tea parties with. Invisible tea parties. Invisible friends. They scared of something under the bed, they send their invisible friend there. That's creating a magical entity by your imagination. By your imagination. So, no, it's not lazy. That's what you do. That's what we do. That's how we do it. Shit. Give me an easier way. Give me the easiest route. The least I want to go on the least, the less trodden path. Show me that way.
Show me that way.
That's definite.
The hardest part I had was, like I said, getting the blood out of my hands and wherever.
Now, I've said this many a time, I said this many a time. Never no blood out your hands. We beyond that. That's sacrifice. That's a sacrifice.
That's real old school.
Now, if you're comfortable with that, it'll be more power to you. But you got to understand, for us, because you see, while you'll see more of that in those books, especially in this person, there's a lot of ritual blood done, a lot of ritual blood of animals, ritual sacrifice. The word sacrifice means make sacred. But by no means do you need to do any bloodletting or even sperm to make an entity. Listen, even in the very book you're talking about, creating magical entities, this nigga is talking about making entities to help you with traffic to get to work quick. So he's not even taking it that serious. You get what I'm saying? There's another book, Blood Something. I know what you're talking about. With this white boy, he just sounds like a white boy who likes cutting himself. Blood Magic. That's the name of that book.
So
sperm is sufficient. Sperm, one drop of sperm equals 40 droplets of blood, and your lady has menstrual blood. That is actually the sacrifice. Even in tantric sex, they'll tell you your sperm is a sacrifice. So
that's
all you really. If you're looking to add that type of power, that's all you need. But really, all you need is your thoughts. Your thoughts are lined up with the frequency. You could, because these things would align you up with frequencies because they know you fell further and further down. We didn't always need sacrifice.
Not to cut you off, but just in the middle of what you're saying. Remember the movie The Sorcerer's Apprentice? And the only way I can kind of express this idea is just through the movie, where he said the guy had to wear his ring first until he learned how to control his power without the ring. So is this the kind of thing where you have to use your sperm and blood before you can learn how to,
That's actually a good question. And I'm going to tell you, that's a good question because I asked it, and I got the answer from Bobby Hemmett when I was really studying hard under him, and he said, no, we did all of that already. Your melanin in control over that magical substance that holds everything together means you already got your ring, player.
That's right.
Now, to be clear, that's what I'm saying now. This is what Bobby said. It was that book, Isis Thesis. And I've talked about this book before by Judy K. King. Oh, we have to go there, we have to go there, we have to bury this, we have to go to the east and go to the north. This is a lot of shit to learn. This is what Bobby said. No, this is what Bobby said. He said, no, that's what they were doing in Egypt. We went through that process already. That was the process of figuring out how to get here. So what we did was left these bodies to physically do it, but you're supposed to do it spiritually. We did it. We don't have to do that no more. There's all these things. You have to know the seven seals. No, that's just the chakras. No. You know all the work about the chakras already. So you have to know these names to get through these gateways. Nah. If you look at a lot of the comedic work, there's always this initiate, and there's a god standing with what do they call it? DET, not the Djed pillar, but the that staff. Let's just say that Tehuti staff. But there's a name for that, like Tut or Hut or whatever. They always stand there because what that represents is these gods have to be on a level in their DNA to get through that gateway. You get what I'm saying? And ultimately, that judgment scene with Osiris. But you got to understand, this is a DNA thing. It's don't get caught up in this physical
right.
thing. This is a DNA thing. You get what I'm saying? You are from royal DNA based upon your ancestors from being down here so long. The end. You could do any motherfucking thing you want to do. When you hear them books, don't do that. They're talking about them who doesn't have the mastery of melanin and haven't went to that level yet. So you... That's why they're trying to keep you out of it with distraction, mm-hmm. with even with all of this, make banishment rituals and this and that. I've seen white boys, Pope Runyon, he wasn't in the OTO, but he was like in the OTA, big-time, old-school motherfucker, right on YouTube if it's still on there. Look up Pope Runyon, and he'll tell you, you never banished nothing. He said, you did all that shit to bring it here. Why are you banishing it? So and you'll see, do a banishment ritual, do a banishment. You can't buy into that. That's why you really have to be in touch with your feelings. You get what I'm saying? That's what all that herb pack is for, so you can have a clear voice from yourself. The books and all that give you a one-dimensional structure, some good ideas, so at least you know what you're doing. You get what I'm saying? But then once you have an idea, you're supposed to go beyond that and beyond what they're saying. Ain't no ring going to save your ass. But the rings and the shit I wear is because I like it and it's fancy. It does line me up with a certain energy when I'm doing, but I'll be damned if I walk out the house. I ain't going to start crying if I don't have it on. You get what I'm saying?
My DNA
is the jewel. You know what I mean? And so is yours.
Right.
I have something that's related to something that Eunice and Bobby speaks about. And I know that the Bible, it basically, it echoes what was written at time before, and it basically plagiarized. So one of the scriptures says that we can grieve the Holy Spirit by not listening to it, basically. And I feel like I've done that because I've had a lot of experiences, and I basically had to back off from some of the experiences because I was kind of getting distracted. But also, I did not do the meditation work like you spoke about, Ms. Bloom and Bobby.
Well,
and
see,
I feel like I'm being punished because a lot of my experience, all my experiences have stopped.
Being punished by who? Jesus?
No, not Jesus, but no, being
by
punished.
Who?
I don't know if that's by myself, because I think I told myself.
No, you're punishing yourself. Here's the good news for you. If you know and feel you're doing this, well, you stopped them. And if you know
right.
and feel you did something wrong, you at least you know
yeah.
you did it wrong. Do whatever is right.
Fake
it until you make it. Fake it until you make it. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing. See, your own thoughts,
mm-hmm.
even the very words out your mouth, you're condemning your own self with. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you can change that. If you know, like Panic was saying, that you were condemning yourself, then stop doing it. And now you can start. Every day, the work doesn't stop. There is no destination here. You don't get a place and then get to sit down and say, "Oh, okay, I'm done. I did all my work. Now I can sit back and watch everybody else." No, this work is for you. This work is for you. We're going to go on. It's some really great questions and get the next caller. So we want to thank you for coming in. And remember, wherever your thought goes, energy flows. So put your thoughts where you want them to flow. So
thank
peace and thanks for calling in.
Peace,
all right.
All right.
Peace. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 561? Okay, I guess maybe they're still on mute. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Seven one eight. Can you still hear me, Brother Bannock?
Yeah.
Okay, let me make sure. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, 404. If you have us on speakerphone or earpiece, take us off, please. We're going to get feedback.
Let me take you off. Hello?
Yes, yeah. Hello. Greetings. Yeah. Who's on the line, please?
It's Kalik from Atlanta.
Hello.
All
right.
Greetings. Oh, you have a question?
He just reminded me, though. People, I'm thinking about doing lectures in Atlanta. And so if you're in the area, shoot me an email, not at Facebook, panicpack@hotmail.com. Just write Atlanta Lectures, and that will allow me to add you to the list. Once I have enough people, then I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to start emailing and so on and so forth. And blah, blah, blah. So I just wanted to remember that. I'm sorry, bro, for cutting you off. I just didn't want to forget.
Oh, no, it's all good. Yeah, I think I sent you one, too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, excellent.
But really, my question was on, I guess you could say the animal kingdom, really, but I say, okay, today at work, you know, it was a damn spider, you know, somewhere. I killed the spider. And basically my question is, the energies in these insects or animals, you know, are they relevant? I mean, when I kill them, or is it just say ashe or, you know, what the hell? I mean, is it like...
That's actually a good question. That's a good question.
Yes.
You know, because
yes.
There's a lot of folktale, you know, don't kill a spider when it's in the house and you know, do this by this and that. Well, I can tell you this. I don't kill no spiders. I just never did. Spiders are also a symbol of the goddess. You know what I'm saying? It's a symbol of Isis because they'll call it like the web of Isis, which is actually the magnetosphere. And so, you know, that spider is connected to her. I just don't. It's not necessary. Worst case, I'll put them outside. I don't, you know, lately, you know, if I see a roach, that's a dead motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know, New York. You know what I'm saying? That nigga is dead. You know what I'm saying? Me and him be at it all night. But generally, I don't. Like, here's a good example. Like, you know, I set up something by the door, poured, I found this clear skull, poured corn liquor in it for, you know, whoever I was dealing with at the time for the door. And next day, a little spider was over there, set up a little web, chilled the fuck out. So it could mean spiritual things. For instance, long-time cousins, they moved away, hadn't seen them for years. Everybody found each other on Facebook. They came over here in Atlanta, and their moms has passed. So while he was here, the energy was here. This frog came and jumped on the window, just stayed on the window the whole time they was here. You know what I mean? So I knew that was her. Frog is also a symbol for the goddess. You know what I'm saying? So me, the more conscious I became, really, you know, if a frog came in here, his ass is grass. You know what I'm saying? His ass is grass. You know what I mean? But for the most part, for me personally, it depends on what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh. It depends on what I'm doing. Like, like I said, I lay that libation. So I would say the mere fact that you asked that question means I don't think you should just kill him freely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you got to remember too, the Camites and even many other they represent the animals as these gods or these god powers, which is obvious because you know I've said before, like, you know, we all shit on a pigeon and the pigeon ain't shit, but if you was the one nigga that could spread wings and fly, you'd be the most interesting man on the planet if you could do what a pigeon could do. So we'll forget that that's actually a god power. You know what I mean? Even a roach, the adaptability of a roach, if we had that, we wouldn't be crying about chemtrails at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, they actually have a god power. They say in the Bible, when Adam named all the animals, it was basically a form of control. And I think Brother Phil talked about how all the animals are the unfolding of your mind. So each animal represents a part of your mind. And then, of course, the Native Americans say, any problem you have, you turn to nature. You know what I'm saying? You turn to nature for an answer. So for the most part, the more I got conscious, the less I started killing even little shits, you know, no bees or none of that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
The mere fact that you asked, I mean, you probably have more of a connect where you're probably not supposed to do it. The mere fact that it's bothering you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
you know,
probably your spirit is telling you not to do it.
It wasn't necessarily bothering me. You know, it was just more the fact, just like, I know they're not in that.
Well, I mean,
you know,
bothering
they
you.
Have some kind of...
Well, bothering you in the context where it pushed you enough to ask this question.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
not where you were sitting down on the edge of your bed crying like, you know, like Chris, like Chris Rock in New Jack City. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
When he started smoking, like not on that level, but just on the level where it occurred to you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Because
yeah.
Who stepping on a spider? Right. The reason you asked the question, like who steps on a spider and thinks about it? Unless something in their spirit is telling them to think about what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm really getting at, bro.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that I just wanted to hear your take on it.
They're all symbolic of something. You can just look, Google a lot of stuff, like just say look up spider goddess or spider god, see what happens. You know what I mean? That's how you can find out a lot. Google right now, you can just find out flat facts. You know what I mean? Always use Google for flat facts. And then you say, well, shit, you'll probably say, oh, shit, no wonder, because I was studying that god or goddess. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
no wonder.
Okay.
And that's them trying to come to me. So that means because that spider showed up, it's working. You get what I'm saying? Matter of fact, one of them, Shub Niggurath, is a spider. And it's a Necronomicon, masculine, feminine. It's the more primal Baphomet or the chaotic Baphomet. And, you know, I've done things and the spider's shown up. So I know it's her just saying, okay, it worked. It's the energy's here. So, you know, it's that kind of party.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I wanted. All
okay,
right.
Bro.
All right. Peace.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. All right. Peace. Okay. Yeah. We're going to continue on here live in the remix. And we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. It sounds like they're sleep or breathing.
Sleep. They went to sleep on this shit.
Oh, my
I know
goodness.
That nigga was talking about me. I'm going to go to sleep on him.
I'm going to go to sleep. They ain't get to me yet. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 754. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Blue A, Brother Panic. How y'all doing?
Hey,
greetings.
Who's
on the line?
This is Baron over here from South Florida. And, And my question is, I was wondering if you could, for example, is there really such thing as an individual soul? Because, like from what I've read and from, like, what I've heard, like, duality and separation only exists down here.
No, go ahead, bro. What you gonna say? I felt I know where you were going with it, but continue, please.
Yeah. So like after death, or like after ascension, or whatever, is there still like individuated consciousness, or are we just one?
See, that's a good question and one for the masses, because that's one of the ones I asked early on. But figured it out. Now we'll start with the beginning. The soul are just sparks of light. You get what I'm saying? Water is not water in a cup versus water in the ocean. It's under the illusion of individuality, but once you put it in that body of ocean water, it becomes one. What this is known as the atomic world versus the quantum world. What the Egyptians was in the Judy K. King book, when she starts breaking down what the Egyptians looked at as the afterlife, what she broke, what she did the correspondence said, what they're talking about is the quantum world, all connectedness. Now, what you're talking about is the quantum connection. Now, two reasons why I would say is individual consciousness, because you could take a body of water and there's so many things happening, you can look at that consciousness as individuality. But the entire body of water is feeling everything. You get what I'm saying? This was pointed out in the second Pirates of Caribbean, when she said, "I cannot stand being in this singular form." You get what I'm saying? So, in other words, that was actually a very good question. All of the joys and feelings that you feel down here, getting a little pussy, a little weed, eating a nice pizza, getting new shoes, new hat, you know, first day of school, all of those feelings are also under the illusion of separation too. And you have to do separate things to feel those things. You get what I'm saying? In a quantum consciousness, you are, that's why you cannot fathom, remember I always say you can't fathom it with your mind. It's like feeling all the joys you decided to feel or decide to feel at once, and you are no longer in singular form, so you experience it. The words get hard after that. You experience it all at once, not as the, you lose the individuality. What is, oh my God, real good question. I was telling you I'm watching Deep Space Nine on Netflix. Deep Space Nine was just another one in the Star Trek series with the black man on it.
Yes.
They had Avery Brooks is his name. He's one overacting nigga. Odo, Mitchell Hopper and all this shit, but still love the guy. He played Hawk on Spencer for Hire. They have a shapeshifter on the ship. And what the shapeshifters turn out to actually be the ones who's running the other side of the wormhole. And he didn't know who he was. He grew up around humans. He has every for 8 hours or 6 hours, he has to every 14 hours, he has to revert to his gelatinous state. He doesn't eat, doesn't sleep, but he keeps human form around the humans and became in love with the humans and individuality. When he finds his people, they said, "We live in the Great Lake. All your people are in this one lake." And what you're experiencing when he joins in this gelatinous form in this one lake is all consciousness. That's when you hear someone going, "I'm all knowing, all consciousness, the mind of God, the mind of the all." They're only talking about quantum consciousness on a certain level. Whereas it's individual, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? There's no better way to explain it. You're in the great body with your people, but. See, you can't look at it as I'm still panic. You get what I'm saying? That right. was the illusion. You know what I'm saying? But you join the great everything. It sounds corny when you say it, because that's one of the first questions I had. That was one of the biggest, you know. And who wouldn't? What happens when you die? So even most of the spirits cannot explain it. Your brain can't fathom it. That's why, and I've spoke about this before, that's why even on Earth it's interpreted with these not necessarily bland names, but broad-stroked names. Nirvana, the hereafter, heaven, sweet by and by, glory. Because the concept you know is what's there. Now, the quantum world is still here, we're just ignorant of it. They did these tests with the two cantaloupes. They cut one on one side of the room, put what do they call that? That measures the brain waves. Not the EKG, the other one. Anyway, the tool that measures the brain waves, those subtle electric impulses. When they cut the cantaloupe on one side of the room, the cantaloupe on the other side of the room had the same reaction as the cantaloupe that got cut. Meaning that's the quantum connection at the same time. Einstein and them are talking about when you go past the speed of light, you are no longer dealing with time and distance, and you are dealing with the quantum world, which is all connected. So whatever's happening here happened there. So So you don't experience the distance of getting to one place or another. That's what the black hole is. You're halfway across the universe without experiencing the time of light years. That's why all that shit, they go into the moon and the Mars, all that shit is not even a reality, because your soul is a quantum entity. So when you die, the mothership and all of that, it's there already, while we're still dealing with the illusion of time. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's we'll see, like, let's say Jimi Hendrix. He comes as an individual because he's trying to express the energy he was. This is what I was telling everyone on Friday. Heavy D is nothing but one of our energy caught in a body. So he performs as Heavy D. So when he dies, that energy goes back to that great pool, if you will, and we all become Heavy D. We all become, and it's not the end of, it's not like we have to come down here or somewhere and just be going Badilly D and all that kind of shit. But
right,
the feeling, the joy you got when you heard Heavy D, you sitting in your room, or whoever it did for you, you get to experience that feeling. Now, on the other side of that, there may be people who smoke crack, beating the head all their life, all the so-called terrible things. We still need a record of that as well, because this thing is about experience. So having a record of that, that's what the Akashic Records are, to go through this and to experience everything, even all this bad shit, so we don't ever have to do it again. You get what I'm saying? So everything has got to happen to us. We can't come down here talking about, I'm the king of fucking Montezuma, and be that until the world ends. It has to come to this so we can experience every little funky thing this place has to offer. Therefore, it leaves no mystery left. No mystery left. That's what we're doing. This is evolution on a bigger scale, but that's why all of us are down here. We're experiencing it and looked at as individuals, but the whole project is one thing. You get what I'm saying? One thing.
Yeah.
So even in Africa, when you hear we are one, the cultures in Africa synchronized, was nothing but mimicking quantum reality. So we just tried to build our atomic reality on the common reality, each one teach one. Takes a village to raise a child. Everyone is this child. So we still bring that. They still can't get that out of us now. You see one kid fucking up, everybody in the neighborhood gets to beat his ass before he gets home. Everyone raises your daughter. Everyone calls the old lady grandma. Everyone calls the woman ma. You get what I'm saying? That's a quantum consciousness. Even us not even know it. Everyone is, yo, come on, dog. Dog is the serious stuff. So that's even the same. Come on, homie. Because everyone is the same thing. Yo, brother, bro, sis. That's the quantum in us that sees the quantum connection, even though we're individual. So we'll never get to really understand it, but they always try to break it off. And I just remember they do that a lot. Like the dude, he's been such an individual on this Deep Space Nine, the shapeshifter, and that's his whole idea of a shapeshifter. When they started showing him how to shapeshift, he was like, I could be anything. So in other words, he could be Heavy D. He could be Jimi Hendrix, not physically, but be the experience of Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix and them came here to show you what it is on the other side, how fancy, how complicated, and what the love is about. He's an expression. Heavy D's an expression. KRS-One, Rakim, Diana Ross, Denzel Washington, Elijah Muhammad, Nat Turner, Sojourner Truth, you name it, they're just an expression of what we are as a collective being played out as individuals. So the shapeshifter on the show, he could become anything. He'll say, well, do you know what it is to be a hawk? You get what I'm saying? To fly above this and that and the other. So in this pool, we are all of those things. So it's not like you have to fly like a hawk, but you know what it feels like. So you can feel that as your heaven. Just imagine that. Be anything. Make any world. Be any world. It's no way to fathom it with your mind, because your mind is not made of that. But the concept has been given to us, in other words. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the concept. So the shapeshifter doesn't want to live with his people. And all they tell him about, you need to merge with the people. You need to you need to be with us. we need, and they said, we sent you out as young just to see if you would come back. You hear this shit? Just to see if you would come back and what you learned living amongst, they call them the solids, what you learned living amongst the solids, you bring back to the pool. Now, there was like no shapeshifter ever killed another shapeshifter. They killed the shapeshifter. And the, what the shapeshifter does in the show, because they run the gamma quadrant, now that they got the wormhole and go into the alpha, which is supposed to be outer world, what they do, they don't add conflict direct. They just shapeshift, do shit to get shit in motion, let other motherfuckers eliminate each other. In other words, they play the spirit world of influence, and they play in the demiurge, straight up, the demiurge in it, controlling them. They got an army called the Demhadar, which is the illest, even iller than the Borg, iller than the Kleons, wild niggas, born and raised for murder, and they born addicted to this drug that they can only get supplied by the shapeshifters, which they control it. Which is another, and so in other words, this is some straight up demiurge shit, but based upon the concept of quantum connection. Now, the main shapeshifter that didn't want to go with his people, and so we just round this off with this. When he did kill another shapeshifter, he went back to his people to be judged. And after 3 days of judgment, the judgment was to make him a human, a solid. And that was what they considered to be the ultimate punishment, make him a solid.
Mm-hmm. What's that movie called?
No, this is the series, Deep Space Nine. If you have Netflix, this is a Star Trek series, Deep Space Nine. It came on in the 90s. They did 7 seasons, and I've just been into this series. This is the one when they're on the space station, and I got into it because the brother is running the ship off the hook. They did a whole one about the caste system off the hook. You know what I'm saying? Word is born, they got a race on there, a greedy nigga on there, Ferengi. This nigga, they in their world, they quote something called the Rules of Acquisition, Rules of Acquisition 204. They doing the straight-up protocols of Zion, straight up. And they gave it away on one, and they said, because one of the protocols of Zion is a Jew could be only fair with a Jew. They call them Gentiles or the Goyim, meaning they don't have to do fair business. This violates nothing. If they tell you, I'm going to give you $3, you do what you need to do, and they go, fuck you, I ain't giving you your $3. That violates nothing in their law, in the protocols of Zion. And they said the same thing. A Ferengi does only has to be true to a Ferengi. I said, oh, that's the protocol design. There'll be a rule of acquisition 204. So the science is there. You get what I'm saying? But that's if you got time, if you into that, because this is a series, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're going to take you on a ride through seasons, and I'm up to season 5 of 7, so I've been watching it. But, we're under the illusion of separation. That's clear. That's all the way through. But the quantum connection is this. Look at it this way. Like, you ever see, especially back in the 80s when a new dance comes out, then everybody's doing it. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the 60s and 70s, all they did was make a song, do the monkey, and everybody's doing the monkey. It's like we're all in, it's the monkey represents the quantum connection that, or the frequency that we're all on. But it's like we're all enjoying it in our way. You get what I'm saying? So if you turn into pure consciousness, you still maintain a perspective, that type of thing. You know, which sounds like. But nobody's really going to know until they fucking die. That, and that's a reality. So this is a lot that you put together based upon,
So that kind of like brings up another question. Would you agree that the concept of reincarnation and things such as past life memory are just some type of metaphoric expression of collective memory?
No, it goes to a collective memory. It goes to a collective memory called Akashic Record. But
yeah,
your soul, when it's in this particular place, it is more centered on your is centered on your experiences. Because remember, you are here with your spark. So these things are centered on your experience. Now, if you are spiritually adept enough, you can read other people's light
right.
or Akashic records, which is in your DNA. That's what Miss Blue does in readings. She's able to pick up on your record. See, your DNA, if we put your DNA in my DNA, it would be different on a physical
yeah.
level. So in the physical reality, your life has shaped you, not just your parents. It is the life that also changes your DNA. What makes you fearful
right.
of heights and what makes me ready to jump in a parachute. So these things go to what you call Akashic records, your experience.
Right.
The idea is your experience, I now have access to your experience once we're both gone because your experience is now my experience. Now what was a cup of water is now added to the ocean of water. You get what I'm saying? Simple as that.
Right.
So all the past life and all the rest of that stuff that's happening, no, it's your life, and it's here to be read. That's what it is. You just need a kick-ass oracle that's been kicking ass like Miss Blue, get your ass kicked and learn that you was the king of Scotland at one point and pick it up from there. or learn
right.
that you was
yeah.
a chimney sweep and pick it up from there.
Right.
The idea here is, this is the process. Ain't no if or buts. It's the process.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So these things, see, this Akashic Records is not a new concept of reading. To ask
not,
that question is almost like, see, some things you're going to have to go with because the ancients have been doing that since before we even know down here. So certain things you just can't make up or certain things ain't worth putting your energy to. You get what I'm saying? It must be. I get the concept of understanding it, but I would work from the perspective of let me try to understand this and let me stop and not try to question it. Because many of folks understood this concept of oracle work,
yeah.
of being able to read, being able to, in an individual reality, deal with you as an individual, in a quantum reality, deal with it on a quantum level. You get what I'm saying? So with
yeah.
that being said, it's like, no, all of that is you. You get what I'm saying? And you'll be able to tell the difference. And I'll do you one better. You really need somebody else to read your Akashic records. You won't get it. It's too fucking personal. All the shit I talk about reading, I had Miss Blue do something for me and my sister to see what our
yeah.
relationship was. And when she did, it straightened out my pubic hairs. I was like, what the fuck? That explains so much shit from when I was 7. I remember being 6 and saying to myself, not knowing what it is, me and this motherfucker had this problem before. This is our main problem. It was abandonment problems between. I remember saying that was when I was 6 and didn't know where the fuck that was, what the fuck or where the fuck that was about. Blue said all of that shit without had no clue. Never talked to my sister, don't know nothing about her. My sister's not conscious on that level. Asked her, do it for me, and she did it. And the shit she said, when I tell you, is real. Now, it was too personal for me. I start meditating on my sister. It gets personal. Now, I've read Akashic Records for many a motherfuckers. And believe you me, this is the reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, how would you know that? Oh, shit, that.
Right.
It becomes an oh, shit-a-thon. Oh, shit, you wouldn't know that because, oh, shit, I was just saying, oh, shit, I do that all the time. Oh, shit, how would you know? So put it like this. It definitely is happening. You get what I'm saying? So it's not like somebody says in the Akashic Records, you were a cab driver, and all of a sudden you go, okay, I guess I was a cab driver. No. Motherfuckers start telling you shit you're doing right now. You go, oh, for my whole life I was doing that, and I didn't know why. Thank you. You get what I'm saying? That's the reaction that you're getting. So Akashic Records, you wouldn't even have to ask that if you know if there's a respect for the ancients who've been doing that forever. Shit, even white people have been looking in crystal balls. You know what I'm saying?
And
all of that kind of thing. So the,
yeah.
so the whole point of that is, no, that is what it is because, remember, you are that spark that is happening. You are doing the work. So you get to have an individual consciousness down here. You get to do work on that divine spark of light. What you're just talking about, you're able just to, because you have that divine spark, you're able to get back to the source. You get what I'm saying? The source. Those, now, here's another debate, which I'm not going to get into, which I've talked about and was probed very heavily, actually between me and Bobby. Can you obtain a soul? Can you obtain that light?
Yeah.
Now, that's a whole different debate. and a whole different something else. But at the end of the day, that light is your ticket in. That's your hand stamp to get in the club. You get what I'm saying? But while you're doing down here, it is just as valuable, the work, and can be evaluated. I mean, how do you think we dealt with purpose before? How did you know what purpose? How did we know there's more than Christian books, or probably just as much as that. There's just as many occult books that reach from here to the moon. You can't make that shit up. You get what I'm saying? There's just as many tarot books to reach from here to the moon. So in other words, you can't make it up. There's too much shit on it for it to be made. It must be some kind of real. Not to mention, if you ever had an Akashic reading, and I have done them, and Ms. Blue have done, Ms. Blue does them systematically, ain't no, okay, no. You walking out there, they're going to have to change. You walk out of that shit, you're going to have to change your diaper. You get what I'm saying? Change your diaper. I mean, I've told people about their grandmothers and grandpops shit that they didn't know. They had to go to their fucking uncles and aunts to get that shit confirmed. And you know what I'm saying? Then it's something else. So, I mean, no, all that shit is real, and you picking up on that person's energy. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what it is.
Yes, and you can. This is a way that you can do this as well. You can always, if you're interested in getting one, email me, question, QUESTION, blue@gmail.com. I will tell you, there is a waiting list, but I believe it is divine order, so you will get yours in a divine time for those of you who are listening and are interested in any of the readings that I do as well.
Yeah. If I were to like set up an appointment this week, when do you like? At what month do you think? Opening positions right now.
You gotta ask Sister Munya on those kind of questions.
Yeah, you gotta ask Sister Munya on that, and she will explain to you. But I do so many other things too. I will answer the question.
I sent an email, but I just didn't get anything back.
Well, we're probably getting through the emails. You got to remember, we're getting a lot of requests. You know, we've talked about this, and Panic has spoken on it too, from brothers and sisters all over the world. To date, I think we're up to 24 or 25 different countries too. So it is a waiting list. But I am working as fast as I can. I remember even when I started, you know, that was the one thing that definitely Panic and others advised me, but Panic too. You know, don't kill yourself, you know, do what you can and just stay focused and stay balanced in it. It does happen in the divine times. There's been times that people really wanted it and it came at a perfect time. So I know it's dealt with spirit and it is there. I get people who offer me all kinds of things to jump the line. There are really few reasons to jump the line, but definitely no, because I've had people offer me quadruple what it costs to do it, and I've told them, no, it's not about the money. It's not about that. It is spiritual work. I do keep it that way. But email me, and you can get it as well. You can, you know, find out more information. Sister Munya is the sister who works with me. She'll hook you up. If we haven't gotten back to you, it's just that we're getting to you.
I had just one more question, if it's all right.
We'll try to make it quick
because we got quite a few people waiting. Yes.
All right, Brother Panic. I believe I had asked you this on Facebook once, and I would just want you to like go into more detail on it. Oh. During like invocation or evocation. Like, from what I understand so far, everything invoked or evoked is subjective. It's not really something external. It's only an aspect of the mind. But in certain contexts, when I hear people talk about it, they seem to talk about these things as if it's something outside the mind and, you know, external. And I'm just kind of confused. I don't really understand.
It could be looked at both ways. There's two words for that. One is called evoking and invoking. You can invoke something and evoke something. So let's say you're doing Baron Sondi. If you evoke it, it'll be outside of you. Or even though it's in the mind, you're from the perspective of individuality. So you deal with it in an individual context. Most of how you invoke or evoke these things come from the imagination. It's beneficial to look for it outside of you. Therefore, you in a third-dimensional reality, you could deal with it in a third-dimensional concept. When you evoke something that's outside of you, you'll feel the spirit around, spirit things will happen to you. When you invoke it, it'll be inside of you. And that's different from it, possessing you. When you invoke it, your appetite may change for a while it's there. You actually become it. That remember these your thoughts go outside of you. So of course it's outside of you. Your thoughts go and I just spoke tonight how they try to invoke fear because it lays on a layer and they tap into it. All your thoughts hit outside on a cosmic level as well. They leave your body. So all the deities that are in you, in the DNA, whether they are sleeping in the DNA or you are actively dealing with them in the DNA, they also have a cosmic layer, let's just say that, or a cosmic existence as well. So you are evoking. That's what candle smoke. That's why they're doing incense if it's inside of you. They'll tell you, let's let it up to the gods. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why you pour in libation. And when it's evaporate, when you call on that God, when it's evaporating, it's going to that God while you point it. So it is outside of you. When you evoking it, you're doing more work on the DNA. You're becoming that God. And I've spoken about this. One of the sisters I was with, she was real powerful as a gateway. And so any goddess I was dealing with would come through her. So when we was doing what we would do, I would become the consort or that God because I was building it up inside the DNA. Now, if I was evoking it, I was building the power up around the house, let's just say. So Baron Somdi and the rest of them is in the house. When Bobby was dealing with Baron Somdi, remember, he started wearing a top hat and did a couple of lectures because he was invoking it with inside of himself as well as evoking it. So evoking it, when you put Baron Somdi's statue and he or whoever protects your house. So it is both.
All right.
As above, so below. And it's been like 2 weeks, and I just want to know if you sent them out yet.
if you paid, you want to listen. Let me speak to that now.
Yes.
Let me speak to that now because I'm starting to get these emails again. Guess what? There's a long line of motherfuckers who died in Earth. I've said it before, let me say it again. If time is of the essence, you need to ask me first. Otherwise, if you paid, you get what you paid for. Hands down. But I'm sorry to tell you, there are people who had the great idea of buying an herb pack before you. So they must be served. And it's even worse now that I'm in Atlanta because they frown on a lot of mail when we walk in the door. I'm this nigga. That's why I'm out here. Exactly. Now, New York, on the other hand, they're used to that, so I could give more, but even then still it has to be processed. Long story short, there's a long motherfucking list. So if you paid, you're going to get it. And at the end of the day, as I say, you need to email me at Panic Pack for all of that information. And it's not like in the middle of this show I'm going to look up your name and say, okay, this is where you at in the game. That's almost worthless. And let me say this while I'm here. If you're emailing me, don't email me on Facebook talking about did you send it yet. You know what I'm saying? Because what I'm going to do now is start sending your money back. You get what I'm saying? Simple as that. I am that nigga. Oh, here's your little bit of change back. You're not going to drag me down the hill for something you already got hundreds of people saying they know they got already. So you know. I'm not saying you. I'm talking in general. And even then, you still bring up another point. I don't have no problem with the waiting. A lot of people say that. Then why the hell y'all emailing me? I got already enough email. Not you personally. This is not a personal attack. I'm just putting this out there for everybody. Don't email me then. That's why I say it. I say it on the when people say, how do I get an herb pack? I send a pre-scripted page.
Yeah.
And on it I say, if time is of an issue, let me know. And we'll and I'll tell you who I got, where I got, where you at that point. It ain't going to be a week later, where you at? Nah. Where I'm at, I'm on PayPal giving you your money back. Because there's just too much shit to do. And write a book? Everyone gets it. No one gets jerked. You can always talk to me. There's even people who'll do dumb shit. They'll pay me and then make a complaint resolution with PayPal the same day.
Wow.
A complaint. I'm like, look, this motherfucker just paid and took his money back. It didn't even get nowhere. So I'm like, how is this motherfucker studying metaphysics when I can't get past PayPal? Like, I don't want your money that bad. Get what I'm saying? I spoke on this before. There's nothing you got that I want that bad. Get what I'm saying? So no one's trying to jerk anybody or whatever.
Right.
Y'all can always talk to me. One of two things is going to happen. You're going to have to wait for your shit or there's shit that just gets lost in the mail. I always just resend. I don't say send the money or send the ship it over. So long story short, if time is of an essence, you need to tell me. You need to start talking about that first. If not, you're going to get what you pay for, and you get a thick, juicy – you get more than you pay for, as sad as them goddamn stacks are. At the end of the day, what's going to happen for you in your life, shit, y'all should be paying me 8 times as much as I charge for that.
I'm afraid that it might get lost in the mail or something. That's really
if it gets lost, if it gets lost, I'll just send them another one. That's what I've been doing for the last 2 years, without question. It's like, for the first 3 months, and that shit, PayPal was like, well, you need to send tracking. I was like, not my whole cat people. I don't need to send tracking. A month later, I put them fucking tracking slips because you niggas. Niggas will ask me when they started seeing that shit with no tracking on the tag. Did you send it? I said, oh, motherfucker, you know I sent that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And niggas don't know. Blue showed me a way to track that shit through the receipt. And I said, oh, you shaky, flaky niggas. But then I said, nah, let me just do the, I'm going to charge, you know, y'all pay for shipping, so I'll do that. But, I mean, long story short, I don't even got time to haggle. You get what I'm saying? Time to say, well, you gave me $3, nah. Take it all back. I don't. This is, and it's not even for you because you're so damn special. It's for me because I don't want to be that silly over those goddamn herb packs that at the end of the day really change your life. That has been thoroughly proven by them. It really changed your life. So you're going to have to wait. You know what I'm saying? Guarantee, and the funny shit is, I bet you if you email me, I'll be able to give you a tracking number, and you get to, oh, guess what, Patrick, I have to go to the post office. I'm like, all right. And it's always that.
Right.
It's always that. Oh, they left it at the post office, or that shit is probably sitting back in return, man. It's just, and it's really like that all the time. Most, you know, some people are who they are. Even PayPal told me. Some motherfuckers just don't even care how long it takes. There's always that motherfucker. Yeah, so let me be clear. I'm not eBay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not eBay.
Yeah.
You're not gonna in the middle of processing your shit. Guess what? I want to change my order. I'll be real with you. You better be sure what you want to get. Be sure, because I make sure that you get it. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is. So that's what it is. I'm not just trying to single you out because everybody want to know you. Everybody's excited, and I also get everyone excited about getting their thing. But shit, that excitement has been can tend to become a headache for me when you definitely going to get it. You know what I mean? See, what people don't realize, they think I'm just like some guy who's just talking some spiritual shit. They get fucked up when they see how organized I am. You get what I'm saying? I worked in corporate for a long time. And I worked, my shit was together. You get what I'm saying? So they be so surprised how thorough it is. And I say, no, that shit is right on your doorstep. Oh, you were right, Brother Paddock. Here it is. But for the most part, a lot of people now, and I don't want to make it seem like it's bad, a lot of people, like, they'll say, let me get an herb pack, and they'll see the other stuff. And I could tell some people are so appreciative of the work and what they learn, they'll buy an extra thing, and they'll go a little bit extra hard. So I would say, to be honest, 90%, of everyone who made contact. Much love, much efficient, much patience.
Yes.
I'm grateful for them. I'm very grateful for them, and I can tell they're grateful for what I helped them with. So it's not, and I'm not saying you are not that, bro. You know, everybody want to know shit. But, you know, I do put out there, you know what I mean? I do put out there, like, look, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can always get your money back, number one. And number two, number one is actually, if you have a problem with time, let me know. There's just, for instance, now, and I'm going to go to my Hotmail, I have 30 packages that couldn't go out on Friday because it was Veterans Day, so it has to go on Monday.
Yeah.
In my inbox of packages to be processed, meaning people who paid 57 messages of shit I got to write down, pack, and get ready. So I'm going to try to do 30 by Monday and send that out by midweek, pack the rest before the weekend. And remember, so you need to understand that this shit is going on. And we need to understand it ain't that motherfucking bad. I'm up to my next is 10/31. So those people who paid on Halloween, that's what I'm up to. 13 days later, y'all gonna get your pack.
You're doing good. You're doing that.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, like that's motherfucking. That's miraculous. And y'all need to understand. When I do a show, that's when if I do a show, you got to remember, if people just email, you know, I do a show, they hear something. This whole shit could be somewhere else if 20 people. I did a whole show this weekend. You don't think at least 20 people. When I show up with 30 packages, you need to understand, Khadija's doing this shit too. I'll pack them up. She'll bring it just to go to different post offices. You get what I'm saying?
It's
really that serious. So if I get 20 over the next week, we somewhere else with it. We somewhere else with it. So it's not like I'm trying to jerk or sitting on it. It's just that many people. And then here's the worst shit. Here's the worst shit. And I'm just glad I remember this. You'll correspond with me as ISIS and goddamn Qatar.
And then you'll get it
and then
different
pay me. Right, then pay me with a whole nother email, which we didn't have a correspondence, name of John, you know, John Johnson. I'm like, who the fuck is, oh, that's Patah, John Johnson. And so there's no correspondence. So it'll be a different email. So when I look and search for a correspondence, there's nothing there. So since it is that bum email, I'll reply, what did you get? What did you get? What did you do? What did you blah, blah, blah. And then nothing's back. They hanging out. Hey, where's my package? I'm like, what email did you pay me under? Oh, you such and such. This and that. I'm sorry, Panny. So it's always something. You know what I'm saying? And it is all good. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I can't be mad. People buy. So how can I be mad? It allows me to get the time to do the book, to be able to research lectures and so on and so forth. So I'm very appreciative of you know, the people, but y'all understand, y'all can't put me in the eBay or the Amazon position. You know what I mean? You're going to get what you pay for and more. You know what I'm saying? And people are to attest. If there's an extra CD, I'll throw it in. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll stack them up and blah, blah, blah. But lately I've been, just to stop niggas from talking, I've just been banging them shits out. So, yes, that's what it is. And that's not to you, bro. That's just in general.
All right. Yeah. And you said that I could also email you and ask you for a
tracking. Email me, and I'll tell you where you are in the game. Because it's a process. I got to first, all the ones that, in the, I got to write all the addresses down and write what it is you got. Then I got to pack and put that shit in clothes and seal. Then put it on the line to go out the door. So if you change it, no, if I'm asking you, that means it's packed and sealed, ready to go in order of payment received. So just say, how about can I change that for this or that? Like, nah, you know, we somewhere else now. You get what I'm saying? Or it could be at Khadija's job, waiting, already ready to be processed. So there's sometimes when, no, it's processed, it's coming, and then as soon as she gives me the tracking back, I'll have it there. Long story short, it's a process. It is what it is. Need to ask those type of questions in the beginning before you go anywhere before you spend your money, are you comfortable with, well, you know, ask me how many people I got at the time, ETA and all the rest of that. I don't mind. I answer everybody who asks that question, but ask it on Panic Pack, not live in a remix. Oh, one thing before I forget, somebody asked Griffin, somebody asked me for Griffin's Milk Thistle Fairy picture. They had liver issues. So Griffin, email me, let me know to give it to that person or however you do it. I don't know if it was just for me. So Griffin, send me an email.
Yeah.
I'll either send it to that person or you send it to that person or whatever. But that Milk Thistle
right.
Fairy, boy, I need to know about that. Y'all got liver problems? He drew a picture from the spirit world of the Milk Thistle Fairy. You need to get that up.
Yeah.
Milk Thistle is an herb that is for the liver. It's a standard liver for the herb. But to get that help from that gateway, that's what you need, that Milk Thistle Fairy from Griffin, a remixer.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Much love to Griffin in Jamaica. We have about 8 minutes left to go in the form here before we get into the after hours, if we're going to keep going. Lots of Q&A, lots of information has been given. Don't forget to go back and download this show. And definitely you want to get the show on Friday night that Brother Panic did as well as all of the remix shows. You can also get that on iTunes, and there is a remix app. Now, it's only out for Android phones right now, and it's free. You can search for it on the Android market, so you can be sure to hear everything that's going on the remix, as well as connect with those things with me as well, too. But I want to tell you guys, we only have a few more weeks left to Christmas, so one of the things that's good, or to the end of the year, Christmas, whatever we celebrate, but just to let you guys know, you want to put your orders in for Panic Packs now, because even though it may not be something you celebrate at this time, the post office is going to get real busy. Mail is going to get real slow. So this is the time that you need to get it in. So you can email Brother Panic so you can have all of those things. So once we do bring in the Universal New Year and these times of celebration and being with friends, family, you can have those things for yourself. So email Brother Panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com, especially you brothers and sisters who live internationally, because just like the readings have been done all over the world in 23 different countries, the Panic Pack is traveling. Many of you guys have told me as well that it has replaced your cigarettes. replaced your herbs. So this is a great thing. So get it in early. You can't say Miss Blue didn't tell you.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I have also now the Dream Packs. It's the herb pack, but I put a few other herbs.
Oh yeah.
But it focuses
right.
more is on your dreaming. So you get that, psychomancy copies, Palo copies. I have a lot of CDs of chants. So it's good to get an herb pack or a chant or the herb pack or a book. Plenty of spiritual baths to wash that ass. You know, Hanneman baths, Hanneman oils, the ODB oils. You know, and if you don't know about them, it's things we've talked about here. Again, email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. You can also do that if you're new, because there's a lot of new people, to get a list of old shows that I've done on the remix.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And they're by subject, people really love those links. So you can get that for free. And, you know, come on, drop me a line. You ain't got an herb pack by now, you fucking your life up. let me give out my man Sean's email for those who just came again one more time.
Okay.
Sean, everyone, Sean is a remixer. You probably know him from
the
Mermaid. Facebook.
No.
Right. Oh, right, from
the
Fishing Marshmallow.
Because
everybody was eating that shit. He was the dude that channeled that, but he channeled a whole bunch of shit. And what he's been doing since he was young was making these little gateway things. He just happened to be mentioning it. He wasn't even trying to get a sales pitch going. He happened to be mentioning it, and I asked him to show me some pictures and send me one off the hook. So I just expressed, if people need like a Baron Somni one or a Lakshmi one, are you able to do that? He's like, yeah. I said, because we are in the gateway year. And I said, I know these remixes on their magic are going to want to come and try, you know, this is something they can use. And when I tell you it works, you make them personal, it doesn't for shocklers. Get at him for deep for more detailed list. This is some real shit. His parents are deeply Christian, and he said he's sitting there making these shit, and they walking by going, that's the shit right there. You know what I'm saying? They deeply Christian. Yeah, and he tells me the funniest stories about that, but it's his personal business. When I tell you, this nigga called me with some good shit. And then I keep forgetting that he's 23 years old. So so I'm like, damn, you know, that should happen, this happened, and this happened. And then I was reminded, I said, oh, shit, how old, your parents is my age. No wonder this kind of shit is, we the same age. So, you know what I'm saying, real good brother, real, and when I tell you these shits work, give him an email, see what he's got. His email is spiritgateways@gmail.com. SpiritGateways@gmail.com. Spirit Gateways. Cool brother, but he's a remix. Half of y'all probably already know him already. So, you know, y'all know who y'all getting it from. But I've talked about him enough, and you know, Blue has talked about him enough. So, you know, y'all need to check out that. And like I've always said from day one, if y'all ain't got a reading and shit is going wrong, y'all better get on that list now. Best to get on that list now. What Blue does, for the most part, you don't walk away feeling good about yourself. You walk away with a lot of shit to do to improve based upon your reading and based upon the things that come out your mouth. So the idea here is you do things to get your humanity in line so you can do your spiritual work. You get what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to do nothing spiritual with a toothache. You know what I'm saying? So you need to go to the dentist. You need to go to the dentist to get that out the way to be able to get into some shit. So those readings are very important. As you point, don't let the time distract you. It seems like 5 minutes ago on January 1st when I was talking about 11-11-11 is coming. It feels like I just got finished saying 11-11-11. And I talked about all that shit. Go back to the January 1st. It seemed like 2 minutes I was saying, now we already passed this 11-11. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Coming into 2000. So all that shit flies. You get what I'm saying? All that shit flies in a big way. So, you know what I'm saying? Get it in.
Yes. And also, thank you for that, Brother Panic. Definitely, you guys, these things are here for you to use. Everything, all of the tools, everything out there from Brother Panic, myself, Brother Bobby, all of them, these are tools. But you can also, if you are waiting on the waiting list, you can also get the Know Your Magic audio workbook. That's something you don't have to wait on. You can get it right now. Download it. www.msblueblast.com. Download it right away. You have it. Millions of people have heard that. Hundreds have downloaded. So definitely, and have a lot of positive things to say about it as well. Know that there's so many things you can do right now to open up these gateways. And every time Brother Panic comes up, he gives you a book list to satisfy that foundation and give you other things to accelerate that, herb packs, the baths, all of those things to do that. So continue your work. I guess we're going in the after hour. Peace and much love, warm spirit, and also to you guys. We'll be on the after hours. Download. Love you guys. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Panic before the new year comes so you don't get caught up in that holiday traffic and don't have no herbs packed, you know, the 2.0 when the new year comes in.
Right.
So we're going into the after hours, you guys. 13 seconds here. We're live in the remix. If you're on the phone, you need to press 1 if you have a question, and we'll continue to go. Peace and love, you guys.
Peace. We're keeping going in the after party. So, yeah, but you're missing the chat room, you better download to get the balance of this show.
That's it. So we're going to keep going here. Brother Panic, we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like. We're going to try 215 again. You're live in the remix.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please? Yes, we can now.
This is Moe. I'm calling from Philly.
Okay, we hit you up earlier. We think you was real smooth.
Is this the same guy who got the correspondence books?
Yes, sir.
We get you every week.
I'm a regular at the remix.
Right on.
What's going on, bro? I was decoding Clash of the Titans. And, I went through it. I figured out what everything was, what everything means. But that guy, the djinn, I guess he's like the brown looking guy he's symbolic like the Arab. What's your opinion on what he represents? Because I just couldn't put him.
You going? That's a bit much. Because first of all, you don't have to have an opinion on the djinn. You can just go and read what the djinn are. Those are nothing but the Goetias, but the djinn are the demons in Islam. Simple as that. And I mean, it's not opinion. Like that's a mythology story, which is right to the point. You know what I mean? Hold on, let me find this book, this demon book, and I'll tell you what. I mean, the djinn, you could just Google that. So it's not really, you know what I'm saying? It's not an opinion thing. There's a chapter on my upcoming book. I put the djinn in there. And I might as well tell you now, if you want to invoke the djinn, all you have to do is get some regular djinn, and you could talk to the djinn tonight. You know what I'm saying? A good book on the djinn or the story of the djinn is The Field Guide to Demons, Fairies, Fallen Angels, and Other Subversive Spirits, Carol K. Mack and Dinah Mack. They go in hard on the concept of the djinn. The djinn is the genies. I Dream a Genie is a djinn. Lives in the bottle. The bottle is the lamp, or the pineal is the lamp. So the three wishes is nothing but pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus gland. So it represents the pineal, the actual genie. The djinn represents the devils, but that's just the name, the djinn. So simple, and stuff that you could just Google and find out. There's nothing really to have. You know, that's something you wouldn't even have, like an opinion. That's just,
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. All right. We're going to continue, you guys. If you have a question, definitely make sure you press 1 so I can make sure that I get you. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you have a question for Brother Panic. And I guess what we'll do at this time, everybody's on the line. I don't know if they can press 1 or if they can't. I'm getting a little bit of echo and static on this side. But definitely, well, Brother Panic, that's a good question. Let's talk about the book a little bit more. We'll get some questions. It's going to be coming out very soon, and so many people are waiting on it. I know you said you just had a few chapters that you wanted to add, so it can be that one-stop shop. For people take a look at and not have to go all over the place, but find a reliable source where they can actually get the information and things to do, plus some of your own things that you've shared here as well. Do we kind of have any kind of expectation on when we're going to get it?
Yes, as soon as these niggas stop saying, "Where's my herb pack, man?" it ain't that serious. Like, when I write, I get in writing moods. And with these three little chapters left, all I have to do is get in a writing mood. And so December, I'm going to try to finish up all the writing. Only thing left after that is proofreading. And, you know, that's the hardest. And then this book format is pretty much on. The hard parts of going deep are done. The last three things I want to talk about is pretty much I just have to put it to paper.
Yes.
Know.
Okay. Beautiful.
So it's going to be soon. We're talking. As long as there's no speed bumps, and I know you have a program, Blue, that you were going to give me to change Word documents into book format, double space, and the whatnot. As long as there's no bumps and thumps in that, I'm looking at January, February. I want to be able to say, okay. Get your PayPals ready and all the rest of that kind of stuff.
Well, that's what's up. And definitely that's what's up. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We still have questions, but I wanted to put that out there. I know it's a lot of people who kind of been asking about it, but it's going to be in divine timing, just like the reading. Right. So it will come at the perfect time. We don't even have to plan it. It will. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Jewel. How was it? Hello. Okay, I wasn't ready to talk yet, but I guess I'm right into it. I have a comment and a question. My comment is, geez, I don't even remember it now. Oh, yes, the last after, not the last after show, but the one before that, when the subject of cutting the hair came up, that was real deep to me because, like, for as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to cut my hair off. Like, I just want to be bald. You know what I'm saying? Once.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew that it was spiritual. So, you know, that was kind of deep for me to learn that. And I may go ahead and, you know, do it or whatever. But, Miss Blue, you said right at the end before it got cut off that we can change our past.
Yes.
And I need to know how. Like, you know, is that temptation?
Yeah, well, that's a way you can definitely do it. You can change your path through meditation. You can email me. This is something Brother Panic has spoke about as well, too. You can actually go back into the past, and you can rewrite that. So, for instance, if there is some things that are happening in your life right now that when you were young that you feel you're still holding on to, you can definitely go back and you can change that. You can see it a different way. You can also get a reading because that is one of the main ways that I show you how to go back and change that as well. So I think the last thing I told you was also to email me and I can kind of go into depth with that. But, yes, you definitely can go back. You can change the past just like you can sort of set your intention for the future. You can.
Right.
You do all of those things. It's possible. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the things I talked about with Blue personally for a while that we broke through it. You know what I'm saying? I guess she put it to action. Remember, the past and the present is actually an illusion. Only thing is the now. So based upon that concept, I'm sure she's going to tell you the way to make it happen through her session. But, oh, yeah, you definitely can change your past.
Oh, yeah, you can change it. You can change all of that. That can be done. And we do it all the time.
Actually, yeah, we do it when we lie. You know what I'm saying? You ever tell a lie so long you forget that it's a lie? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I used to rap on stage with Kumo D. And you find you always telling that story each time Kumo D. Think about it. Actually, I lied back in 1986. I just keep saying it. You don't even realize it no more.
Yeah.
A part of it, you know, I let Blue deal with it in a session, but a part of it is the same way you can envision your future, the same deed that happened in the past, you can envision it differently.
Yes.
There's a methodology to doing that. And
it
doesn't change the past, just like you just can't say, I want $1 million and have $1 million in the morning for the future. It doesn't change in that concept. It changes it in the concept of the emotional scarring.
So we can heal people that we've hurt,
right?
And hopefully change their path for the future.
You can never really change how somebody else feels. This is about how you feel. If I misunderstood you, but I think you're saying, like, if we hurt somebody, now you can always release yourself. And what you're talking about, if that's the case, is not so much changing the past, because that I wouldn't recommend, but really forgiveness, not to them, but remember, forgiveness is about you. When you allow yourself to be forgiven yourself, when you can forgive yourself, that's where the true freedom lies. So forgiveness is never about the other person. It's about yourself.
Right, but then the freedom for that other person, like maybe a child, you know, the freedom that I want him to have, you know, because I see him spiraling down, and I feel like that, you know.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but in that case, you should just go to the child and ask them what they need. And the best thing you can do for that child is try to become what it is they need to heal them. Well, the traveling in the past, as Blue was pointing out, is actually for you. It's to change your disposition. The same way if you would, let's say, your new life for the future is to try to become rich, you would do all of these things to put yourself in that position. So
right.
With your thoughts for the past, you're going to have to put yourself in a position where these emotions, the emotions that you carry with you, can be released. And that's what Blue will show you how to do. But that
yeah.
concept is strictly for you. If something's happening where you've done something in the past, the best thing you can do for the child is become what they need. Even if you don't think it's a success, a lot of that, when they do move on, just
yeah.
because you counterbalanced it, that'll work for them. You know what I mean? So in other words, you got to listen, because that's not for the past for the child. It seems like something that's happening
no.
now. The stuff in the past where
yeah.
it's basically happening now. So you got to deal
yeah.
with that in the now context. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, look, what do you need me to be now? What do you need me to stop doing? How do you feel
yeah.
I should take care of you because of this and that? You know what I mean?
Well,
what do you think I should do? How could you think?
Now, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not so easy. The child is an adult, so all the changing that
right.
I feel like.
Well,
that,
ask
know,
him what he ask him what he ask,
well,
him, what he needs, ask him what he needs
yeah.
to do now. Because if he's still worried about something from when he's a child, guess what? He's not an adult. He's in the child still.
Right.
He's still
right.
worrying about something
right.
from childhood. So I mean, the concept is not going to change no matter what the situation is. The concept you're
right.
not going to hear nothing from us that's going to change.
Right.
It's like you have to become that forgiveness for him. And then, as Blue said, if it's for you, you have to forgive yourself. First of all, you have to forgive yourself, as Ms. Blue said.
Yeah.
And then you have to show, you have to become what he needs to forgive himself. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
And you just ask him. Ask him straight up. Ask him straight up. What do you need me to do? How can I fix? Well, you did that before. Yes, I'm sorry, but what can I do right now?
Right.
To help. I'm willing to do anything you need. You know, got to talk on that level.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'll just tell you this, because we're going to move on, but definitely email me for a reading, because this will be something that goes a little bit more in depth. A lot of times, you're not going to, even though you're attempting to reach out to help the child, which is your child, even though they're an adult, and you've done that, and they've rejected that. Now you have to deal with, that's why it's important you deal with it, because you cannot
right.
make somebody else accept
right.
your
right.
forgiveness. You cannot.
Right, because on the other side of that, maybe he was supposed to go through that with you so he could become
right.
whatever he's going to become. So you got to forgive yourself. It really
yeah.
does come down to that as the first step. You gotta really forgive yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. There it is.
I agree.
So
thank
you. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Yeah.
All right.
We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Tara from Texas. Hi, Ms. Blue. Hi, Brother Panic.
Hi,
greetings.
How are you?
I am so proud of myself to remind myself that this is not about twin interpretations. I am just so happy.
It sounds like you were just dancing.
I know, right?
Sound like you're just dancing. So it must
it
be
does.
Good.
Oh, come on now. Give it a bit of a count. My question is, it kind of, it has something to do with your last caller, but it doesn't at the same time. You know, in the Gnostics, they talk about, they talk about the agreements that we made before we came to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any kind of way we can break the agreement without consequences?
Well, there is no, I think the concept of the agreement is, if because I've never seen that in the Gnostic, but that sounds so Gnostic. What book were you, which Gnostic book were you
in? It was in the Origin of the World. It was in that context of it. The table of context, it was the Origin of the World about the agreement.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
see, what
it
sounds like,
it
when they
Bible,
talk about the agreement, right.
The Gnostic, uh-huh.
It was the Gnostic Bible? Well, I could see, when you hear that concept, what that sounds like is what we've always talked about all the time. You have a path here. You get what I'm
okay.
saying? That's that you came to do what you came to do. If you want to know where that's from, in a more practical way, they said that shit all through the Matrix. The oracle
yeah.
kept saying, we came to do what we came to do. Everybody's a program. Everybody's doing what they got to do.
Okay.
So what they're really talking about in agreements, they're talking about nature. You get what I'm saying? A bird is supposed to be a bird.
Okay.
A cat's supposed to be a cat. They made the,
wow.
If you made the agreement to be a cat, you don't do dog shit. So the
okay.
idea is,
okay.
now the idea is, like, now even if you look at that from another level
right.
of
humans, basically, if you get, let's say you can stray from your path, and because, you know, we have gotten so corrupted, and based upon what I was talking about with the caste system, you're just going to do a rerun. You're going to be doing it over. You get what I'm saying? That's like the worst case scenario. And if you want to even look at it on that level, you're just going to be doing it over until you figure out, oh, I get it. I was supposed to be the prostitute. You know what I mean?
Right. And here's another way I guess that I kind of look at that as well too. And I know you've spoke about this before, Panic, as well. It has a lot to do with faith versus destiny. So you may have a faith here. So can you rewrite it? I think we get the opportunity to do that all the time. It's called destiny, where you choose to use your free will at. So on some levels, we are kind of finagling that agreement a little bit with our own free will.
There's a certain level where it's where free will can't corrupt it, because the free will, most people define it is based upon humanity. The free will, where the free will thing comes on is there's a certain level of making the choice to come down here to make that agreement as the free will. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the concept of that. That would be like the concept of it. Because if we asked 89% of people, what's your free will? Give me $1 million. You get what I'm saying? Give me $1 million.
I'm not talking about that kind of free will. But yeah, I do understand.
Right. People think like, see, we're actually under the illusion of free will. Like we're under the illusion of free speech and all the rest of that shit. There are certain things. This is what I was even talking about tonight. There's certain things that's so untouchable within us that we can't corrupt because it's uncorruptible. You know what I'm saying? It's uncorruptible. So that's the agreement level. You get what I'm saying? The agreement level was when I get, and we've actually talked about this before, Blue. When I get to planet Earth at this particular time, we will meet up. That's the agreement.
Right.
And the agreement is not like Blue, I know more than you, or you know more than me.
Right.
And this, the agreement is, in this world, I'm going to show you some things. I agree to that. Or even better, in this world, I'm going to be your daughter, and you're going to call me Baby Blue. Okay, I agree to that. I'm going to be your uncle, and I'm going to be sneaking in your room at night. Okay, I agree to that. Because that thing may make you wake up and then save thousands or hundreds of thousands of girls from the same thing. So that sneaky uncle may have activated you into being a savior for thousands, but you had to go through that. So that's the agreement. You get what I'm saying? There was a thing.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, it hurt me more to even think about breaking the agreement that I had based on what you're saying.
What I'm basically saying is
you won't even know that.
The agreement, that's like saying you breaking the agreement so your mother's not your mother. It just doesn't make no sense. What you seem to have no control of, why is your mother? It's agreement that's your mother. That's the agreement. That's unbreakable.
Oh.
You come in here through that. You're talking as if the agreement is to like your mother or to be a doctor or to be a stripper, or to be conscious, or to do rap music. That's nothing. That's a certain level of free will. And even that's the illusion of free will. But that's a certain level of free human will, which is nothing. You could just corrupt. You just make it harder for yourself, and perhaps that will get into. The agreement you made cannot be satisfied in one lifetime. Because of the path that you chose, that's what the caste system was about. That's what that show I did about the ego was all about. Based upon you being born, it dictated where you would be in the world. So therefore, your path, your human so-called will
is in line with your agreement. You get what I'm saying? With your agreement. You born to farmers, then you got to be a farmer, because just the mere fact that you were born to them in that caste system, meaning you are living, you are living in synchronicity with your, the whole concept of coming to America and being able to choose different ice creams is the illusion of free will, but all it is the ego.
Gotcha.
That's what you told me before. Choosing hamburgers versus Frank. That's why you see the niggas in Africa, they eat that white shit every day. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how you shut down the ego. You were born into this culture, you're going to do everything you could. That's when they start talking about duty, because what they're trying to do is get you in collusion. The agreements were made before you got here. The agreements are why you are here. The agreements are why you are a woman in this lifetime. The shit you feel you don't have no control over. Those are the agreements.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to keep reading there. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, yeah. No, that was an excellent question as well.
Yes. All right. Well, drive safe. Thank you for calling in. Peace and blessings.
Okay.
Peace.
All right. We're still going live here in the remix. If you guys have a question, definitely you want to press 1 when you get on the phone line so I know. I don't think I went to this caller, but I'm going to go back. Area code 317, you're live in the remix.
No, you went to me.
Oh, okay, I did. All right, thank you for that. Let's go. Make sure. Let's see. Area code, I think we just went to her. So we don't have any other questions right now of anyone. If you do, you guys are on the phone lines. You need to press 1. You definitely need to press 1 on the line so that we can know that you're there. We still have about 36 minutes left to go. Some more things. I know you always have something you want to share, Brother Panic.
Not really. Let me see. You know, keeping it what we talking about. I mean, you know, I'm tired, player. I'm tired.
I know. It's been a long weekend for me as well, too. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead. We're going to close this one out. Lots of great information, as always. Don't forget to download. And definitely get the show as well, too. So we just want to go ahead and close out, you guys. Until next time, keep it locked on the remix. Peace and love. Don't forget, if you like the show, like it on Facebook. If you love it. And leave a comment as well. So we'll see you guys back next week, Friday, as we do it again, live in the remix. Peace and love. All right, Brother Panic, it's always a pleasure to have you.
All right, I'm sorry to cut you. We'll probably do one more before the year is out, I guess.
Yes, we will. We have about that time. I know everybody's going to be doing a little moving around. So, yeah, we'll get that in. You guys get those tools together, but get those packs and get those things that you need to get so you can have them ready. All right, so peace and love. We're going to close out. Much love, warm spirit. Until next time, peace, you guys. Peace.